Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4,000 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands.
I don't encourage people throwing water bottles at Shea Salinas.
Yeah, sure.
What if he was dehydrated and you tried to save the man's life?
Should have thrown him a White Claw.
Hell yeah.
You fools are wild. Good evening.
Yo.
What is new, baby? Note,
White Claws are sold out everywhere. I went to 4 fucking stores yesterday.
Is that hype, dog?
4. I'm telling you, it's just some fad. It's just some hype. Just no, you guys.
Nah, but they're good, though.
It's good. They're good.
Yeah.
I haven't had them, so I can't be jabbed. But listen, it is a lot of hype behind them, though.
You're the tiebreaker. You're the tiebreaker here.
I will try them.
All right, for sure.
But good evening, guys. How are you guys?
I mean, I'll try one, and I'll give my 2 cents on it.
No, you had the opportunity to, and you're like, nah. Just the fuck.
Well, yeah, because I want to turn up.
I'm doing good, Rudy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, for all the audio listeners, before we start the show, we should have about 10, 15 minutes that we just chop the shit around, talk a little bit before we get the show started on YouTube. So you guys missed it, but right before we started the show, we were talking about White Claw and Angel. Angel gave the whole life theory on why he doesn't like White Claws. But moving on, George, you doing good? How's the baby?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Any baby update?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She's actually watching us right now downstairs.
What's up?
So she starts crying. It's because, Angel, you sound stupid as fuck.
Angel, how you doing, Vipa?
I'm good.
You should be.
Yeah,
you should be. I'm great.
I'm in a fantastic mood now. I think about it. Thanks for asking me.
I'm solid. I won't accept another answer than that, Massa. With your new look,
everyone should be.
When you look at, huh? What's up? How you doing with your new look?
I feel great, dog. It's fresh as fuck.
Listen, you know what your head
looks
like?
I haven't felt air in my head for long.
Oh, bitch! Well, if that's the case, I would have told you that a long time ago.
Hey, again. Angel, what's that thing that you buy, Eli? The egg?
Oh, the Kinder Joy.
That's exactly what his head looks
like.
Oh,
you look like a Kinder Joy, dog. Damn.
Again, cool. For all the audio listeners.
It's tasty.
For all your audio listeners, Massa chopped off his hair and we're just commenting on it. You're missing out. Should be on YouTube right now. All right, boys. Listen, one of the podcasts I've been looking forward to do since the game ended, I was like, okay, it's going to be good. It's going to be good for a shit ton of reasons. But before we get into it, Massa, what the fuck?
What?
Listen, let's talk about this rumor right before we get into it. I know everybody wants to hear about the LAFC match, but let's talk about this rumor real quick, right? Last week and the week before, we talked about Pavon, and you said, like, yo, it's a thing. It's going to happen. We're there, right? Last week, we hear that Galaxy just pulled out. Said, nah, fuck you guys. You guys act stupid. We don't want him no more. Tell me what you know, though. Tell me what you know. Tell me something good, yeah?
It's still confirmed, bro. I'm telling you. Wait for that Libertadores game to be over, and he's going to be here.
He's sticking with your guns, huh?
Yeah. I don't know why. You know how that shit came out that they pulled out? Well, they asked GBS this morning, and he's like, we're just waiting on them.
Okay. All right. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't know how much I believe you anymore.
Hey, what's the deal with Danny Flores, man? Damn. What did I ever do to you?
Who? Instead of
Danny Flores.
Oh, damn.
We have some smart-ass listeners. For Danny Flores, instead of Drini out, is Angel out.
All right, how much George pay you? How much George pay you? That's some George shit right there.
I have a follower.
Yeah, for real.
That's some George shit right there. All right, boys. Let's get into why everybody's here. We got fucking 65 people on here live right now.
Damn, fuck.
What it do, baby?
When do we hit official celebrity status?
Dog, apparently you're a celebrity already. Shut the fuck up.
Wow.
Don't say that.
No, yeah. His head is big enough as it is. His head is big enough as it is.
My ego's already up here, so you don't want to.
Hey,
you know what I mean? Yeah, chill.
We need a like a sex tape scandal. Some gangster shit.
Oh, well, people don't know about my breath. Oh, never mind.
Never mind. Nope.
Listen. No.
On Friday, we had.
That number went from 65 to 40.
Jesus fucking Christ, guys. Listen, I think I like it better when we're mad and we're upset because we get shit done. Right now, we're a little too excited. But all right. On Friday, we played LAFC. Played Levis on our first match. Man, what a fucking day. All right. Let's get into a match and then we could talk about like everything around the match and the stands and the viewing parties and all that shit.
mean viewing parties? Those are viewing parties.
A viewing party then.
A viewing party. The spot where it was at.
All right, listen, I'm not talking about that yet. Chill. Our boys came out with Bingham in the back line, Futcher on right, Steris and people in the middle, and Polenta off left, Corona and Los Santos in the middle, with Fabio on top, with Fabio above them, Antuna and Araujo on the wings, Zlatan on top. First impressions of the lineup.
I liked it.
Yeah. What'd you like about it?
Because on the tailgate episode, I said our backs don't have to push up, or they shouldn't push up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Polenta's not one to push up or be as fluid pushing up. And with Araujo in front of Felcher didn't really have to take off. And that shit worked out.
I agree.
So I fucked with it.
Low key
from the beginning, I thought it was Efra. I read mm-hmm. Alvarez.
We talked about it, remember?
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm like, I swear I read Alvarez. I read it twice. So when I believe someone told me. It was me.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
Yeah, you and I were having a conversation. We were walking to the restroom, and I was like, oh, shit, it's Araujo. And it just reminded me of the conversation that Glenn had since he was at the training earlier, that he saw some of those tactics going on. So I was like, all right, they're putting that work into play. So I fuck with it.
Yeah, yeah. Angel, any thoughts on when we first saw the lineup?
We desperately need a winger.
Yeah, no.
That's fair. I agree.
Yep. And it's, again, no knock to Araujo, and I know we'll get to it, but that's one of the first things that I mentioned to Masan. As a matter of fact, and we'll get to this because it'll come up, there was a rumor that came up, and I didn't want to bring it up at the beginning because I kind of want to save for the conversation as it goes along. But there was a rumor that we saw here at my crazy-ass viewing party in Harbor City that came up during the game as it was going on. I saw it on my phone, so... It was interesting that it clicked. Like when I saw that talking about winger and really needing a winger, that's something that really stood out to me.
That made sense.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Listen, this game was hot from the jump, right? The kickoff happens, a minute and change in, and we give a penalty. Now I want to talk about the penalty for a second, just because I've seen some shit on Twitter, and I want to kind of grasp where everybody's going with this, right? Do you guys think Bingham was at fault 100% on that?
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
100%.
Yeah?
100%. Yeah.
Interesting. Why?
Well, you think no. So I want to hear from you first. Why no? Because three of us are saying yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You obviously think no. So why no?
I could give Bingham 80 and I'll give Fabio 20 for that fucked up ass one touch pass.
Okay.
But just on coming out alone, that's 100% on Bingham.
Listen, I'm gonna sound like I'm just backing up Bingham all the time.
Yep.
But and not necessarily not what I want to do. But I'll tell you what. I saw when I see this, I think it's very clever on Bichas Vela, right? Because he does anything else, and Bingham gets into the ball.
But what did he do?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Listen,
why?
Because he comes out. And he covers everything. And the only thing, the thing that Vela does that gets him in a bad situation is that he hides the ball to the right. Right?
That's not true. Vela had a heavy touch.
It was a bad touch.
That was a heavy touch on Vela.
Yeah, he had no agreement with Angel.
Yeah. No, so you...
No, I legit just watched it again just to make sure that I wasn't tripping. And Vela, when he comes in...
Then he's tripping.
Bingham comes out, right? And Bingham comes out fast on him. And the only reason he trips on him is because Vela hides the ball to his right with his right foot to the outside. If he comes in, what's up?
I don't know. Go keep going because I wanted to ask you a question
to me, when I saw that happening, I thought he was gonna take a shot. And if he takes a shot, I think Bingham blocks it. He like when he sees Bingham, he reacts faster and he kind of hides it, and he's taken out by Bingham. Now I'm not gonna say like, listen, I thought he came out fast and he came out with intention.
But Bingham needs to okay, but if you're going to come out,
to take out the player.
Come out with your arm.
No, I don't
come
so.
Out with your arm.
Stop. Yeah,
he got hey, dog. He got him with his knees. Yeah. He got him with his knees. He took him out with his knees. Mm-hmm. You're saying that his intention was to do something else. How is he going to do it if he's taking someone out with his knees?
Where's his body at? His body got big.
But Vela had no chance for a shot.
He did.
Vela did not. He was already going all the way to the fucking end line.
I'm okay with disagreeing. I'm 100% agreeing. Disagreeing. The way I see it, I always think like he comes out, slides out, big body.
Yeah.
And Vela kind of like his the position where his foot kind of moves the ball right and takes him out.
My point when it comes to that is you need to understand that Vela is a left-foot shooter. If it comes to the right, you know it's not going to be a hard shot. Protect your first post. You have Diego Polenta tracking. You're tracking back. You have Diego Polenta maybe a step behind him. So if he wants to go cut to his left, Polenta is going to be there with enough time to help him, because I think that was the key to stop him. And we did that throughout the whole game, was stop him from going to the left. And the fact that you as Bingham, you need to be aware of who's bringing in that ball, and you see Carlos Vela is coming in with his right, protect your first post and know that if he cuts back to his left, your defender's going to help you out.
That's big to me, because that even let's say he would have had an opportunity to take a shot with his right foot, because that's where the shot would have been. Mm-hmm. The only shot would have been on the right footed shot that we know he doesn't have on Bingham's first post. If Bingham, you know, holds his ground or covers his post, and even let's just say Vela takes a shot, it has to be a crazy ass golazo somehow curved around Bingham, which I didn't see happening at all. And even if he were to cut back, let's say he would have gotten his footing of the ball somewhere at some point, then like Diego Polenta was still on him. So it's not like he wasn't going to have pressure at any point of that play. To me, that's 100% on David Bingham.
What I'm trying to say, I'm not taking the blame on the penalty. The penalty was a penalty. I don't think any of us disagree that it was a penalty. What I'm saying is I don't necessarily think it was a bad call on Bingham. I think he was in the wrong end of the tackle, but I don't think it was a bad call for coming out that aggressive. My take, right? My take. We could disagree, and that's 100% fine. And I didn't think he was necessarily, like I said, I think a lot of credit has to go to Vela on that one, from my opinion. You guys can say no to that, and I'm okay with
100%. I already said 100% Bingham.
Cool. All right, so they scored 2 minutes in.
Yep.
What are you guys thinking when that happens?
Nothing. Personally, from the stands, I didn't think it was a penalty. So rewatching it, so seeing that, I automatically thought like, oh shit, here we go. This is going to be one of those games that's just not meant for us. No matter how we come out, it's just not going to be in the cards. Honestly, that was my reaction, because I didn't think it was a penalty. Seeing it from the stands, mm-hmm. Obviously it's a different take. You're seeing it. I think I spoke with you or Germs. Yeah, I spoke with you or Germs, and I was like, I don't think that was a penalty at all.
Well, what about you, Rudy? Because you were also in the stands too. Obviously, Mas and I were here together, and Mas and I's reaction exactly. I mean, not exactly the same, but identical, similar. So I'm curious to know what your thoughts is, because you're obviously in the stands. You see things differently the way that we did on TV.
Yeah. Listen, when I saw penalty, same with George, I couldn't tell, but I knew they called it, right? And I didn't see them going to VAR, so I felt like, okay, it's a penalty. And once they scored it, I was like, fuck. Right?
You did?
Yeah, for sure. I had a sour taste in my mouth, right? We saw how we deflated against Jose after we scored early, right? And I was like, they scored in early? You know what I mean? I was like, I figured our game plan was going to go to shit. Whatever we had game plan was going to go to shit, because now we have the pressure. We have to tie the game up. We have to chase the game, right? So I figured I thought we were in trouble at that time. As soon as that happened, I was like, fuck, here we go. We're in trouble.
Interesting, because, and this was just about everyone that was here with me, we all had about the same type of reaction. Not a single was shaken about. None of us were shooketh at all. Like, no one was bugging. As a matter of fact, maybe it was because, again, we see it on TV, right? And you see the players' tones, everyone's reaction, the way that they reacted to that. Not just the Galaxy players, but the interesting part to me, the biggest thing was the LAFC players, and I'll talk about that right now. But when they scored the goal, the only person that you kind of see, you know, nod his head down a little bit is like Zlatan, but, you know, on some Zlatan shit, you know, where he puts his hips and goes down like this, right? But other than that, everyone's reactions, a few of them run to the ball. I think it was people that went straight, you know, that went straight to the net to take the ball out and just kind of, let's go type of thing. It wasn't a typical reaction from the team in general, at least from what we were able to see. But then the thing that stuck out to me the most is when they close up on the LAFC team, when they score, they're not celebrating as they usually do. They come together and they hug, but Carlos Vela does this. He does this, points
keep
to his
mind.
Head.
Keep your head.
Yeah, keep in mind. Like, and he's talking to him. And he's not, I mean, you could tell that, yeah, obviously they're happy, but it wasn't the type of joy as they would have some other game, or let's say the very first goal or the first three goals that they scored, you know, in the first game ever, right? Any of those first three, that type of celebration. No, it's all right, cool. Listen, it's only 2 minutes in. We still have 88 minutes and change to go. Relax, mental, compose, blah, blah, blah. You know, and you saw that tone. That is not the tone that LAFC has given at all this entire season and in previous games against the Galaxy.
Angel, so question.
Yeah.
So this is a quote-unquote rivalry game. Do you think it's one of those? Because in the past, if the Galaxy gets scored on first, we're kind of like, oh, shit, here we go. Like, now it's time for them to react. Or it might just go to hell. Do you think the fact that it's just because it was this team we reacted that way, like, let's go, let's keep it going? Or is it
this team? And that's why none of us were shaking. Like, and again, both ways. Cool. It also goes because of LAFC's reaction. And they didn't didn't show that jubilance, that excitement that they have in the past. So that was it. Like, we all saw that. We all caught that here in at my place. And that was it. Like, that was, we knew. We knew, like, nah, Galaxy's gonna come out.
And that's interesting, because we don't see that at all in the stands, right? Like, in the stands, like, that goes completely overhead. We don't see that at all. So that's definitely interesting.
And Masa could back it up. I mean, that's exactly what we all thought, right? And no one's like, don't worry, the game just started. It's cool. Like, none of us here were tripping about that.
Yeah, they zoomed up on you know, on LAFC when they were celebrating, and then Vela did that, and then you just kind of, they zoom in on Bob Bradley, and he's like, calm as fuck, like, trying to get his players, like, yo, we still have more to play. Like, let's get back. Let's stay focused. And it wasn't like, oh, you know, it's not that confidence that they've been showing throughout the whole season. Like, yo, we're about to smash on this team. It was not like that. And it was just that vibe. Like,
yeah, that's definitely, like I said, me and George definitely didn't catch that, right? In the stands, like,
at all. We didn't catch that at all. Listen, if you haven't scored 3 goals and then score that 4th, until that doesn't happen, that ghost is going to keep haunting them for a while. And obviously, we know what happened to the game, but we're not going to get there yet.
But, you know, the game continues, right? And and I think, listen, man, where the fuck was this movement in the last game? And all these games that we lose.
Like, in anything.
Yeah, like, where was this? I thought the movement and intensity was ridiculous in a good way. In a good way, right?
Yeah, I thought, from everybody.
Yeah, man. It seemed like everybody was... Man, there was hunger there. There was a heart that we criticized last week that wasn't there. There was, everything was there. And then 5 minutes after they scored a goal, Araujo, listen, Araujo gets the assist, right?
Before that, no,
Let's go back.
Before that, there's a melee. There's a melee of three shots that 1-2 touch in between. I believe it's Corona to Fabio or someone.
It was Zlatan to Antuna
to Fabio.
Plays Fabio on a one time.
Yeah.
And Fabio's like open and he takes a good shot, low, hard shot.
I'll take that. Miller
gets there, fucking Zlatan hits the rebound, he gets blocked, and then I think, I forgot Antuna. Who came to close.
Antuna
comes, he shoots, and then Araujo, instead of shooting with his left, he kind of wanted to cut in, and then they cleared the ball. But that, I think that set the tone.
Like, they put him on their ass in that one, right? I mean,
that onslaught in the stands, everyone's like, hell yeah, this is it. This is the fight that we fucking wanted. It just kept going. I think that turned it all up too. And I think that helped the players out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, we could get there. And it was kind of easy to take a shot on goal. Yeah. We could break this defense down. And I think that set the tone. And I don't think Levas expected us to come out that hard.
And that quick.
And you called it too. You said that.
Well, and that hard, the way, you know, coming out hard, that had a lot to do with it.
And Masa called it too, because he said that, like, when it came to defense, he wasn't really worried about it. He thought we could break it down. And I mean, that play showed it, right? And then back me up here, was the Fabio header before the goal or after the goal?
After the goal.
Okay.
The Fabio header's way later than.
Okay.
Than
that.
So, fucking Araujo. He gets the assist. Again, I think he lobbed it up knowing that Zlatan can make a play. I don't think it is a wild imagination. He thought Zlatan was going to make a play like the play he made. And man, it's so dope to see and so infuriating at the same time, because when that man wants to prove a point, he could do some shit like that.
Well, it's not even, like, you know, all that shit I talked about, like, I talk about Zlatan not trying or whatever. And it's like, against San Jose, he didn't really get the ball.
Yeah.
As many times as he did today. On Friday.
Yep. I agree with that. But listen, it goes beyond just Fred, right? And I'm not trying to knock on this man, not this week at least, right? Because I think this week he earned his keep by a fair amount. So I'm not trying to knock on him. What I'm saying is infuriating, because I've seen some times where we see what he could do, like that first goal, right? Like the one we're talking about right now. My man brings it off his chest, leads both of them one way, knocks it back over both of them.
It's not fair.
And on a bounce, he gets it and just kills the goalie, though. Just kills Miller. What are you going to do, right? Like, it's like I said, man, dope-ass goal. Should win goal of the week. But my man's infuriating, right? Like, come on, do this shit for me every single game. And we talk about this, right? We talk about like how we needed to get him the ball inside the area. And he's like, shut up. No, you don't. Right? Because you can get it.
This whole yards. Game, he said, that's crazy.
You can get it 15 yards outside the box with two men on him and do something like that. Man, and that goal, like, so as soon as he scored that goal, it's over. Like, it's all that doubt I had. All the data I had, right, is gone. It's gone.
That goal felt like the third goal in the first game, mm-hmm. and that set the tone early for us. And that was it.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah, man. He scores that goal, and my confidence just goes right back up.
Yeah, when he scored that, and we said it plenty of times on the pod, like if Zlatan scores early, he's motivated, right? Yeah. And I think he was. Already motivated for this game because he big games is his shit, you know, he derbies, all that shit.
And he was trash talking prior to it. I think he was psyching himself up. He psyched himself up. He knew what he was doing with everything that he was saying going into. He's a smart man. He's been doing this for many years.
He said in the post conference, right? Like, you guys made one mistake. You compared me to Vela, right? And you know what I mean? Listen, man, he talks a lot of shit. But then he backs it up. Like, this week, he backed it up and backed it up in a major way. What are you going to do? You're going to shut up and be like, yep, you're right. You know what I mean?
Like, I watched that goal, like, a million times, right? The first one, the one Zlatan scored. Dog, just the way he brings down the ball, the little flick, everything, fool, everything was just perfect. Like, that shit is, dog, it's top. Like, yeah, that's a top-ass goal.
I think it was huge, the fact that he didn't let that ball bounce. If he let that ball bounce, I think the defenders kind of track back. But the fact that he doesn't let the ball bounce from his chest to his foot and he flips it over.
And the thing about it, too, like, I think he leads him that way, too. Like, he leans that way, and then he kind of just, like, turns it back on him. You know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck who you are. Like, he baited them, and he caught him, and he took off. Man, wonderful goal. I was really hyped. And listen, and I'm saying all this because I watched the replay twice now. Because in the stands, like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I had to look back and watch the Jumbotron to catch it, like, for real. But, my God, that's a fucking beautiful goal. And then I think it's more, listen, at any point, did you guys feel that we were not in control or like,
After that game, no, not at all.
Not even after the goal, dog. Even before the goal, like, they didn't have anything. Like, I did not see them, and it comes back to the game plan, dog. Like, clogging the middle, and Fabio coming. Like, Fabio was playing hard, but even when he plays hard, he wasn't playing. Like, it didn't look like he was playing hard, but just the little things he would do to come back enough to help out, and then Jonah and Corona not really pushing up, dog. God damn, they just stuffed the middle, and these fools never had a outlet. Like, their outlet was like. Nah.
To that point, Massa, I think what he did very well, and he changed it up, I think the fact that he was releasing the ball much faster, Fabio, helped him out a lot. We've seen him in the past where he receives the ball lower and he tries to track throughout the whole, like, in the second half of the field. I think the fact that he was letting the ball go was making everyone move and shift and giving him enough space. We'll get to, like, all the other goals, but I think that set the tone for how he played throughout the whole game. The fuck up that caused the first goal is the reason why he did so well throughout the whole, that first touch.
Maybe, and I'm gonna say something else too, because people don't give Antuna or everybody's giving Araujo credit, right? But no one's giving Corona. Antuna credit.
Corona and Antuna.
Antuna was always open. And prior games to SJ, dog, no one was moving. Mm-hmm. Antuna was always open. And he always had an outlet. And when he had to take a player on 1v1, he either got fouled or he held up the ball long enough for the other players to come in and back him up. And, you know, people are saying, well, Antuna didn't really do much. I disagree, dog. Antuna had a big, quiet game, but a big-ass game, dog.
Well, the urgency that he had pushing up, my bad, Rudy, but the whole pressure that we had pushing up, he was a huge part of that as well. Like, there's things that man does off the ball that sets that people won't see, and then they'll be like, oh, he didn't do good, he should have finished the goal, like, whatever that is. But he did a lot off the ball movement, and even when he had the ball, even though it didn't create much, or even when it did, he did what he had to do.
You know, one of the things that I liked the most was the – the different runs they made, right? We've been stuck in a situation where, like, our wides just kind of run straight in line and look for a pass in line. I saw a lot of them coming in, check in, run out, and then run back in. Like, there was a lot of different movement. It was a lot of different looks that kind of never let LAFC's back line settle in to the game because the runs weren't the same. It wasn't a one-dimensional attack, right? Like, you're calling it with Antuna. Like, we didn't see a lot of the typical Antuna runs. We're just him putting his head down and just, you know, smashing forward. There was a lot of different moving parts in this game, and it drove him nuts, and it was great. Let's talk about that Fabio header, because I thought that was a goal. I thought when I see that happening.
Before we get to that, though, because we're finishing up the Zlatan's goal, right?
Yep, go for it.
Remember his first goal last year?
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
From 7,500 yards out? Yeah.
And what he just did now. If you're Tyler Miller.
In your head. Daddy.
In your head.
Daddy
is. Listen, it's like I said yesterday. I don't know if you guys caught it on Nag News, but like I just. Out of nowhere, it hit me. No, is it what did I say? PTCD, post-traumatic Zlatan disorder. I mean, this guy's gonna have nightmares for the rest of his life. It's
the whole team. Yeah. Like, I think that.
I mean, that's fair. LOL, yeah, because the two players that he did, Romerito, the whole nine. I mean, damn, that entire team. And listen, they won a war, right? And they came out losers, and not just that, they left with PTCD. So
yeah, man, you're
so smart, friend. Thank you.
It was great. And if somebody just brought in, like, Polenta's nutmeg on Blessing. I mean, Blessing just had the worst night of his life.
Mm. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
After today, and obviously we're talking about Polenta, what's your feedback about him as far as the game that he played on that left wing?
I still don't like him. I'm going to say I still don't like him at left back. But after, like, because I didn't, right, up to this point, how do you argue him at left back after this game?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm on that same boat.
How do you argue, like, he stopped who is MVP right now of the league?
Mm-hmm.
Easy,
dog. And the yellow card he got was on a fucking dive.
But it was smart. No. He could have gotten yellow cards regardless.
I agree with you. And he didn't get yellow cards because he already had a yellow card. But that first yellow card he gets... It was on a dive, right? And I'm like, fuck, dog, it did not faze him.
No.
One bit. He knew when to go in hard. He knew when to make a tackle. He knew when not to go in as hard. And he was always sure, like, yo, I'm gonna cut this fool off. He's gonna beat me in speed, but you know, I'm gonna have backup. And shout out to Antuna, because you know, Antuna and Araujo the whole game was just dropping back. So
I think that comes to good coaching, though. I think that fact that you knew that you were going to be on the right, and you said Polenta was always going to be there, but I think the fact that you know he's always going to cut left, GBS did a really good job, or even him. If he saw tape or whatever, you know a player, I think good coaching and Antuna always helped him out. If you notice when Emma, we'll get to it, when Emma comes in, he tells him, stay your ass here, because this is what's been working out all night.
And that and also I think the change of game plan, right? Like, he didn't play like we usually ask him to play. He wasn't forced to make these long runs and then come back down. You know what I mean? There was moments when he chose to go up, and I think he got him all right. I think every time he went up, he got him right. But it wasn't these, like, you know, 70-yard runs that sometimes we ask him to go into. So I think that had a lot to do with it, too. Like, the game plan of this game was like, okay, you're going to play left back, but you're not going to be a left winger like we've asked you before.
And you know what? I called it too on the tailgate. This game, you see both of our backs push up at the same time?
Nah.
Not at all. Nah. And then when Polenta or Rolf would push up, it was when they had to. And I feel like Araujo playing at the wing helped out Felcher so much, and coaching too, because I'm pretty sure GBS was like, hey, if he takes off, you stay. If you take off, you stay, or you both stay.
Mm-hmm.
And Antuna,
that's a defensive thing. That's a defensive thing that's coached and taught.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's on GPS. Yeah. That's a tactical. And to be fair, Antuna and Araujo, dog, gave their backs a fucking no chance of them overlapping ever, mm-hmm. dog. It was always Polenta and Bella 1v1, or Polenta and fucking Corona or Jonah coming in to help. But it was never, you would never see a fucking overlap because they were too worried about Antuna's speed. They were too worried about Araujo's speed. And that's exactly what I wanted to see for this team. And once I knew that, once I saw that going on, I was like, yo, we're fucking these. I even put money with, shout out to Julio. We put money when the game was 1-1. They were like, yo, Levas is 4-1 in Vegas. And he was putting money. I was like, I'll double you and we'll just split it.
Give me some credit. I said, I told you it was 4-1 in Vegas. So it was a good bet.
Well, someone said, I don't know.
Nah. I'm the rookie of the house.
All right, the point of the story is...
But straight up, that's facts. Massa said, yeah, Julio was on the phone with his buddy that was in Vegas and hit him up. He wanted to make a bet and told him it was 4-1. So Massa's like, boom, let's do it.
Make some money? Get some money?
Yeah, I think I want to join, but listen, there's only one team I don't get money involved in. That's the Galaxy. I can bet on everyone.
You can't build your heart? I hear you.
I can't fuck with the Galaxy. Listen, I can bet on Kings. I can bet on just about everything else, the Lakers, you name it, but... I can't fuck with.
All right, guys, let's go back to the game. All right, let's talk about this fucking header. Let's talk about Fabio's header. Like, I'm trying to get to that one because that one.
Yeah,
to me,
I know. My bad.
No. Listen, I love the conversation. I'm not mad at all. Let's start by how Antuna gets the ball. Let's talk about how Antuna gets the ball because we were talking about this man and his defensive work, right? Polenta gets in the midfield 1v1 with Blessing, right?
Yep.
There's no way Blessing is getting around a big ass Polenta.
Yeah.
Right. So he sets him up, and he nutmegs him, dog. I mean,
they double team Polenta, right?
Was it double team?
Yeah, they double team Polenta. And Antuna's just chilling behind because everybody's so worried about Zlatan in the box and everybody else. So. Fucking Antuna's just chilling behind the two players. And we've seen this all season. When Polenta just puts his body around and it looks like he has nowhere to go on the end line, dog, he just kind of scoots back and just punks people out the way and he just takes off, you know? So I think they were expecting that. They're like, let's double team this fool. He can't get past both of us. It's like, it's fucked up.
I mean, that shit was clutch. That shit was super clutch. And it's a perfect pass. It's a nutmeg. It makes Blessing look stupid as fuck.
Let's go back to that nutmeg, though. Did you see how that fool collapsed?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what Rudy's saying. That shit
remind me of Mortal Kombat, dog. Your soul is mine, dog. That motherfucker.
You took a soul with that? Listen. Yep. I didn't catch the nutmeg in real game. Right? Like, in the stands, and I'll talk about why I didn't catch anything in the stands.
Oh, we did. Listen, but, we have front row seats, the whole nine. Oof, dope, notch.
We
are wild. We're like,
the crowd went crazy, fool. That shit sounded like we scored, bro.
Yeah, true story.
Man,
I was like, fuck.
But it gets to Antuna. Antuna drives perfect because he has space, so he drives. And he pinpoints fucking Fabio wide open, dog. Fabio gets up there, puts in a strong header. To a far post.
That was a big plug.
And I gotta listen. It was Zlatan would have been a goal, but it was Fabio. And Miller gets there with a big hand and I thought that was gonna be a goal, man.
Yep.
I thought it was gonna be a goal, man. It deserved to be a goal. The whole play deserved to be a goal. You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was gonna be a goal. But man, I mean it goes to speak on how dominant I think we were. And listen, I get it. We're an LA Galaxy podcast, so we are biased as fuck towards LA Galaxy. But man, I've been hearing some post game analysis and shit like that from different networks. Yo, like that bias for LAFC right now is stupid.
What are they saying?
I heard the MLS one, right?
Yeah, I did too.
You heard the MLS one?
Yeah, I heard them.
MLS and Sunday they have a Sunday wrap up or some shit like that. So they talked about this match. And one of the dumbass guys, I forget his name, but they were talking about besides the dominance of LAFC. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, what dominance? Dominance. They used the word dominance in this game. They said the game was about moments and Galaxy took the advantage of the moments besides the dominance of LAFC. And I was like,
bullshit.
Dominance in what? In possession? Maybe.
In the game.
But it's very minimal, right? And they did not create any chances.
There wasn't anything there.
There was one chance, and we'll get to that later. And I mean,
a question: the viewing party. Viewing party. Where? What station you guys watch the game on?
ESPN.
Are they in Spanish?
No, we saw it.
So you guys obviously heard Taylor Twellman on the, like, it was crazy. Like, I rewatch it and I had muted because it's so stupid. The fact that everyone, even after the game, it was, I see what you mean, but I didn't hear everything else. But the fact that people are still saying, like, it was a dominance and they lost the game rather than us winning the game is just, you know what that league is trying to do.
Oh, they're the darlings, the new ones, but come on.
You know well, I mean? Did like, you hear the, Rudy, did you hear it again earlier today?
No.
Well, Extra Time Radio?
No, I haven't heard Extra Time Radio, no.
So their tone changed.
Did it?
Yeah, it changed. It changed in the sense that, if the Galaxy could play this type of game every single game, then the Galaxy would be blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, they made it seem, but that's what they talked about. Then they said, that's the problem, the lack of consistency, basically.
Which is fair.
100% fair. Right. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, that we basically proved that we played better than the LAFC. We beat them in just about every single aspect with maybe exception, whatever statistical thing that maybe they may have been. But if you saw the game, it's no secret. Galaxy dominated the entire game.
Yeah, you know what? And there's a thing too, right? Like, from a stance, it's weird, but seeing it once, I thought we were dominant. Seeing it the second time, I was like, yeah, like, what the fuck? Like where? Like, you know what I mean? Like, literally, and we'll go in. Anything else for the first half? Because I want to go to the second half.
Well, I want to go back to that play where Fabio header.
Yeah, go for it.
After that, the ball stays in play, right? And this is where I knew, I already thought, you know, Fabio was having a good game. And at that point, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be his best game for us. After that, the ball's down, like, down the line, and he chases that shit down, puts in a clean fucking tackle, fool, like, slide tackle.
Yeah.
On that end, right? And this fool went in hard. He got all ball. They called a foul on him, whatever. At that point, I'm like, this is the Fabio that I need. And I was happy when I saw that, dog. Because I hadn't seen that fool put in that much effort to a game. And hopefully, you know, this...
Listen, let's wrap up the game so we can talk about what we expect going forward. Anything else in the first half? I mean, other than just complete chaos in the stands. But anything else in the game, actual gameplay in the first half that you guys want to talk about before we move on to the second half?
Defensively, we were solid at all times. I mean, there was a few times where even when LAFC, it seemed like they were coming on a counterattack, no one was chasing after the ball, but they were covering their spaces and their gaps. They were giving LAFC their freedom to run at them, you know, at the Galaxy defense. But even then, there was always like zonal marking, right? So you'll have whoever was marking said player will step up. And that's what they were doing. They were covering all their spaces. There was only one time where I vividly remember when Diego Rossi actually put in a through ball. I think it may have been to Blessing or to Diomande, or I don't remember who it was. But even then, it wasn't anything good. Bingham got to it easy pickup for Bingham. That was pretty much it. I mean, there was also another couple times where maybe like Vela probably had a chance. I think he fell or some shit, and then another like he was offside. But that was pretty much it. I mean, defensively, we were solid. We had them on check, and I feel we were the better team in that first half.
And not a lot of work for Bingham, huh?
Not at all.
Being aware and coming off your line whenever you need to, but he did a really good job.
Yeah. Listen,
I just want to add. Midfield, Corona and Jonah, dog, close down anything in their area.
No, ASAP. For sure.
Corona stepped it up this game, and I think that Jonah did as per usual.
Yeah.
Corona was the big change in that midfield, and I think that's what we've been wanting. I think that's what we've seen, and we've been able to.
Let's chill a little bit on the Corona love, because I want to address him a little bit more, especially in the second half.
All right, listen. All right. Before we chill on that, I just want to say I think the last two games he's been more physical. He's been in for like tackles a lot more physical, and I like that. Right, whatever that evolves to, that's what I want to see. But at least him being more physical and going in for tackles in the midfield with Jonah, it's a good look. All right, first half we end up 1-1. All right, I'm feeling good at that point.
Yeah,
I'm feeling good. No chance for a fucking halftime show because it was just stupid wild in the fucking.
No chance for a halftime beer.
No chance for Man, I guess after we talk about the game, we'll talk about the stands and the view party and all that. But no chance for that. But I did get a chance to chop it up with a couple people, and I was saying, listen, if we could bring the same intensity, if we don't see a second half drop off like we see sometimes, we should have this in the back. We will create more opportunities to score goals, and I think we could, you know, put this one in the bag. The second half starts. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I didn't see any drop off.
Nope.
No, man. You talking about start?
Yeah.
We was it like 2-3 minutes in? We had a great chance. It was a Zlatan right footed from outside the box.
Can we talk about the play?
Oh yeah, of course, absolutely. Yeah, you can set up the play all you want. I'm just saying, from the get, it feels like it was from the get go. It was like 2-3 minutes in.
It was.
Yo, like we're not accustomed to that, man.
Nah,
we're not.
7th minute, 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes in. I believe we're attacking. The ball gets loose. Jonah picks that shit up. He takes it towards the left side, and he puts the ball down the middle where Fabio's at. Right. Mm-hmm. So we thought Fabio just dummies because he knows where Zlatan's at. Zlatan takes a shot. It's kind of high right at the goalkeeper, but it's still a shot on target. It's still a fucking dope-ass play. And he tested the goalie because that fool was shook.
But man, so, like, I get it. Like, the shot ended up in just a deflection into a corner. But I want, like, that play to me symbolized everything because if we could play that kind of football, right, where it's not overthinking it, but just being a little creative, right? The awareness of Fabio just to let it go. And I think it might even caught a Zlatan a little bit off guard because I think if he's ready for it, he has a better shot on it. But when it was on him, he took a shot anyways, and I'm okay with that. But I like the creativeness. I like the simplicity and the creativeness of it. It wasn't spectacular, but it was creative enough that it fucked the whole defense up and allowed for a shot on goal. And anytime we could do that, man, you know, we're going to score some goals. That's a fact. If we could create opportunities like that, when we're getting shots on goal, one or two are going to go in easy, right? Yeah. So I was really impressed when I seen that. And again, I didn't catch this live. I caught this when I watched the game again. But when I seen the play, I was like, oh my God, like, yes, this is what I'm talking about. And it's Jonah, and it's Fabio, and it's Zlatan. You know what I mean? Like, that's the heartbeat. That's the middle of the field. Like, that's why I want them connecting the way they are. And I thought that was great. Again, unfortunately, it wasn't a goal, but it was that. I think you're right, Angel. I think that was like within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was like 47. First 2-3 minutes. Yeah.
And that was great. And then just maybe 5-10 minutes after that, we get our second goal.
I think before that, that's when they almost fucked us on the counter, and Vela puts a through ball to Rossi.
Is that the Antuna slide?
Yeah.
You're talking about the one that hits the top right.
Oh,
yeah. No.
That's after.
Before the third goal.
Oh, yeah.
That's before the third goal.
Yeah.
So, Rossi's gone, dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Antonation.
Antonation
comes to relegation.
And this is why, I heard some shit how Antuna didn't do. Dog, Antuna had a
I
big.
I don't get it.
Antuna had a big game. I don't give a fuck what anybody says.
Just that tackle.
No one else is catching that man, dog. Mm. If it's not Antuna taking off from the middle, no one else catches him. So, dog, when that fool comes in, god damn, dog.
I'm not saying I'm in agreement with people that said that he had a bad game. I just feel that he was the least effective in this game. Antuna. However, we've said this shit so many times on this podcast throughout our extensive 10 years of trajectory that we have here on Straight from the Stands. Moments. Yeah. Listen, there's moments, man. Moments. That was a moment. He could have had the shittiest game of his life. I'm not saying that he had a shitty game. I said, just don't jump ahead. I'm just saying he could have. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, would have been the worst game of his life. Yeah. But just for doing that alone, listen, we don't know. Speculation of what would have happened with, you know, Rossi being in on a one-on-one with David Bingham. I'm going to lean Rossi because you guys know how I feel about David Bingham. Mm-hmm. But
it's fine.
You know,
it's a one-on-one. You know what I mean?
Antonation did what he did.
Yep.
Came in. I don't know if it was with his right foot or his big-ass dick that he came. He got the ball, and he took out fucking Rossi.
I mean, and it was well hard, too.
And it was hard. And you see it. And Rossi just tries to look like, did I get fouled? Like, nah, man, you just got lit up.
Yep.
Did you guys notice after the play, Antuna walked next to Rossi like, hell yeah. And then the ref, instead of looking at the ball, he stayed looking at them to see if anything was going to pop off. Because Antuna walks right by him like, hell yeah.
And yeah, then, the ref was kind of like walk away. The ref was kind of walking away. And then he seen that shit and he kind of like turned back around like, yo, make sure nothing happened.
That's the fight that I want.
Mm-hmm. Yo, but dope, listen, but you know what? I can't. You're 100% right. I overlooked that, and I think that was a big moment in the game, right? Because that could have changed it. That could have changed shit. They're going to change it, and it didn't because Antuna came through with his speed and fucking decisiveness. You know, I always talk shit about him because he doesn't decide what to do, and he ends up fucking up. He knew what the fuck he was going for. Like, you know what I mean? He was always going to slide whether he got him, he got the ball or not. I think he was sure that he was going to fucking, you know, he was going to crack him. And he cracked him, but he cracked him with the ball in front of him. Man, that shit was so clutch. Super clutch. Which, you know, moments after that led it to a fucking, to our second goal. To Zlatan's second goal. Which is crazy, too, because I think, Polenta's pass was at Tres Dedos with the outside of his foot. Right? And listen, and the thing is, I think initially he didn't want to cross it that way, but because
he said he didn't want to
because he had people in front of him, he used the skill that he has, and it was a fucking damn well passed, bro.
Prior to that though, the fact that play would have never happened if it weren't for the hustle of not letting that ball go out.
Hold on, all that shit started even before that. It started way before. It started on the right hand side. It started with, I can't remember who, someone got it to Fabio. Yeah, I think Jonah got it to Fabio. Then Fabio got into Araujo. Araujo then is kind of taking a one-on-one with the defender. He cuts him into the left. Then he puts the ball in. I forget who he tries to pass it to. But then it becomes a fucking scramble at the top of the box. Antuna was involved in it. Fabio was involved in it. Corona was involved in it. Hold on. And Felster was the one that fought it for a little bit. He ended up on the floor. Then Fabio hit it off of Felster, somehow still stayed there. Then Joe Benny got to it. Then Joe Benny put it out wide to Antuna. Then Antuna puts in a kind of a strong pass that almost got to the end line. Big ass fucking shout out to Joe Benny Corona for getting there and sliding, and not just sliding and saving the ball, but sliding, saving the ball, and passing it back to Antuna, who then sees Diego Polenta wide open, and then busts a masa. Diego Polenta busts a masa.
This is accurate.
Tres dedos.
Yeah,
to Zlatan, George P. Martelli, Mahimovic. Top notch.
Appreciate you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Listen, I'm Araujo, so that's where I was involved in that play. Just so you guys know. So, yo, that's how that shit went down. And that's how that goal happened. That is the hustle. Bob Bradley was talking about the Galaxy was fighting for the balls and giving that extra. This is shit that we talked about that we wanted this team to do against fucking San Jose. Right? And I'm not even going to get into that because I'm going to get mad, and I'm not mad right now. But that extra oomph or whatever it was that they gave, they won every single battle. It was a fucking scramble there. Like, in five different times, the ball was just – everyone was just scrambling from – and every single time ended up on the Galaxy's feet. Not always the prettiest, but they found a way.
So just to back up that statement, 33 tackles to their 13 tackles in the game. 17 aerial battles won. Like, these guys – They fought for everything, but man, that goal is another one, dog. Like, cause that just stays up there. One, listen, that's a little bit on not even a little bit. I think that's on Tyler for being scared of Zlatan and not coming out.
I don't think it was that, dog. I think that the ball was put exactly where it had to be, and whether the goalie wanted to come out or not, that ball he wasn't getting there, dog. I don't think he gets there.
I think Miller would have had the chance to do it.
I don't think so.
Because Santa had a hang time for it. He held that. He held the jump.
Or you crash into fucking Zlatan. You know what I mean? You crash into Zlatan if you have to. But he's scared because that's daddy. You know what I mean? Daddy's been fucking him. So, you know, he didn't get there. And then Zlatan just does Zlatan things and just puts the shit in.
It's crazy because if you watch this shit again, like the defender that's on him tries to push him. And Zlatan just kind of leans forward, like, over this fool's body, dog, come on.
Yep. Like, he almost folds.
You're not going to body me, dog.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, shout out to fucking Polenta, because I think that was a brilliant pass. Again.
I've been telling you, me and Polenta are the same person, dog.
Agreed.
I don't know.
You're San Jose Polenta.
Come on.
How many people you think, how many players you think will look for different paths once they, you know, somebody's in front of him, so he can't do his original cross, right? A lot of people will look behind and try to get, or sideways, try to get a pass. My man says, nope, I got you. And hits it with the outside foot. I thought it was fucking brilliant, dog. I love that shit. And the fucking stands goes wild. And this is dope because there's a shot where, in the replays, where it's facing our section, it's facing 121, 22. And you see fucking 18, it would just fucking blow up. And that's just beautiful.
Hell yeah.
That's just beautiful. 2-1, though, right? 2-1. yo, I'm like, yo, I'm feeling they're feeling themselves. I'm feeling them. We're feeling good. It's gonna be cakewalk. But after that, they had, I think LAFC
got a. They made some subs.
They did, right? They did. They brought in what's his name?
Win.
Yeah, they brought in Win. And I think they had some shots, right? There's one. Well, I know.
The only one that's vivid to me is the one that I mentioned earlier. Was it Dio or Rossi? They both of them were involved. So Dio gave him the ball then, right?
Yeah,
Dio gave him the ball, the two ball. Okay, then Rossi let it rip, top right post, out. Top right corner.
I think
that's pretty much it.
Win had one too. Like, he had one from outside the box that spaces open up.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But listen, I think it was more than they showed in the first half.
Yeah, well, they adjusted, correct?
Well, they were getting desperate. They needed to take some
shots. The subs that they made adjusted to the game a little better. But I want to shout out to Rolf Felcher, dog. That fool.
Hey, Rossi, what the dog? Fuck have I been telling you about Rolf Felcher? Keep my man. Been telling y'all.
Here we go.
Yeah, dog, you're stupid.
Remember I told you?
The way Rolf played, dog, obviously he's not faster than Rossi. And he knows this, dog. But he would go hard all the time to crack this fool, which ended up to Rossi and Vela. And I think Vela was tired of playing with Polenta too, so they both had to switch sides because one wasn't having it their way with either back. But Rolf, every chance he got, dog, he would go in with the ball and he would leave a little something.
Yeah, man. And it was physical as fuck, and I love it.
And the way he positioned himself this game compared to other games, I mean, I'm a big... I like Rolf, dog. I don't care what anyone says.
Accurate as fuck.
The fact that he doesn't have to push up this game, dog.
I think that's the same. We've always said once he pushes up, he can't track back. I've been telling that's why I'm 100% rough as fuck.
Listen, it got choppy. It got really physical. They had a couple shots. But again, you know, even with that being said, even with them stepping up and kind of, you know, pushing the pace a little bit, I didn't feel like we were in danger.
No,
we weren't. Honestly, we never were.
We were. That was the only time, right? Rossi shoots, it hits the fucking post on the top corner. That shit goes out. Boom. Right after that, dog, Bingham puts a fucking ball into Zlatan. Zlatan kind of fucking
Ronaldinho touches with his it back too. Was that what his back?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I'm pretty sure he intended to do that because that shit came out the way it was supposed to. Araujo finds fucking Fabio, and Fabio with the back heel fucking
first pass. Touch.
Full fucking Zlatan takes a fucking touch.
Just open up enough space,
with,
right?
With his right to his left. We don't even think about it. He's like, dog, I got bangers for days. Fuck this, bro. Dog. When that shit went in, I went crazy, bro.
Yeah, man. Everybody
were taking shots already.
Yeah, man, and that's when the infamous flight happened. Listen, before we go into the flight, this man, dog, like right foot header, left foot, right. So my man gets a hat trick and a trifecta, dog.
Yeah, perfect hat trick.
Hey, and I'm so sorry to cut you off, but everyone that's head over to the LAFC Wikipedia page if you're in front of a computer or your phone. Just
don't leave. Every time. Just
yeah, I mean, no, don't leave. Just stay here. Just letting you know if you're able to. But sorry, Rudy, go ahead. Keep
for real, just getting people out of the stream, huh? I see you, Angel. Just because he was a nag, you sabotage. Like, you sabotaging.
Yeah, listen, sabotage. I'm going to be in a DP contract with them next year, so.
Are you invading? Is that what's happening right now?
I'm invading, yeah. I'm going to show up in camels, dog.
No, but man, I've almost been on the verge of hating Zlatan this whole fucking season, right? Because he kind of just doesn't give a shit sometimes. But then my man does this, and I'm like, I hate you so much that I love you. You know what I mean? Like, yo, that last goal was, again.
Beautiful, dog.
I talked about it when he had the shot and got deflected to the corner with Jonah and Fabio getting involved. Same thing with this one. Listen, it's a little creativity because – I don't know, Zlatan tried to like header it back. It came off his back, but it landed straight off fucking on Fabio. Fabio with no hesitation plays it with space in front of him. Zlatan takes his touches to open up a little bit more and it shoots it in. Simple. It's simple. It's simple, but it's so beautiful. It's done well. It's It fucked their defense up. It fucked their midfield up. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
their defense didn't know what to do, dog. And Fabio, the way he was playing, it wasn't the first, like, little back heel he tried all game. He was trying little smart, little slick, little flicks the whole fucking game, trying to find Zlatan, trying to find an opening. And this is a little shit that you've seen from Fabio in different games. And you're like, yo, this fool's seeing shit that, you know, a lot of people are not seeing. The thing was with Fabio, I don't know if it was conditioning or whatever or lack of effort, but this game, if he fucking playing like balls out, what he gave us, what, 77 minutes?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's the most he's played all season. And just him trying little shit like that, dog, that shit.
I think that's what helped him out. Yeah, the fact that he was doing the one touches and not trying to take control of the ball is what helped him out. Everyone played their part to where he didn't have to try to run a midfield. Everyone was doing something to open up the space for everybody.
Yeah, listen, I Madam Sarna says Fu was one out of 10 on his flicks. Keep trying them, though, because it's different. Right? It's different.
Because when we had Leggett there, we would complain he's not going forward. Mm-hmm. Bobby's going forward all the time, and that's just not coming out 100% of the time. But it's there. The intention is there.
Listen, two plays that we're highlighting, right? One is a shot that Zlatan had. That shows creativity without him even touching the ball. This one right here, listen, you keep trying all your creativity because shit's going to happen for us. Shit's going to work out for us. Shit makes us, it makes something, right? When we're static and we're vanilla as fuck with no fucking flavor, we need this shit to fucking come and get us.
Vanilla. You mean like JavaScript? You see what I did there?
I was saying, sometimes we have, like, there's no flavor, there's no extra anything in our team, and we need little shit like that to kind of, you know, spice this shit up. 3-1, 70th minute. What are you guys thinking? Game.
Blouses game.
Yeah,
that's game.
I agree. Blouse. Listen, I was hoping Fabio scored a goal, so. I could at least had my hat trick Zlatan, won't go Fabio.
You called the hat trick Zlatan?
I call hat trick Zlatan.
Nice. And a natural hat trick también. Yeah. Left footed, right footed, header. The only one he was missing was just with his big ass wiener and been four. Yeah.
His nose too.
And his nose too, fucking five. Yeah. Might as well, you're right.
But man, at this point, it's game. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. You've seen it in You seen it in the stands, like the stadium knew it was a wrap. The stadium was wild, like the whole stadium was wild. About the time that you can't beat us chant started, which was great.
Let's rewind a little bit, dog, because there's a little scuffle before that. It was after the goal.
It was after the goal. Well, listen, we're not done, so yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you can't beat us. It's like 3 minutes before the 90th minute. You know what I'm saying?
All right, my bad. Okay, so go for it.
So I forgot what the fuck happens, and I forgot who's on the floor. But Rolf is just standing there, and this fool like falls and he slides into Rolf's foot, and Rolf kind of steps over him, kind of clips his head, and they get in that fool's. What's that fool's name? Segura, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's a weak ass last name, dog, because his defense was weak. But anyways, so that fool gets in fucking Felcher's face, and then Fabio comes over, and this fool starts going at it with Fabio because Fabio shoves that fool. Fabio's little, dog. Come on, like.
Hey, Fabio squares the fuck up, though, dog.
Yeah, dog. Yeah.
Listen, he's small, but he come in with a big man attitude. You know what I mean? He was with it. He was with it.
Oh, shit. Sounds like me.
True. Yeah, I was about to say. True. Listen, angel. Big man attitude. You ain't my daddy. Dog. You know?
Dog. And when I see Fabio and Rolf just back each other up, dog, that shit got me like, yo, this is what the fuck the boys need, bro. Like that they have a little click, right? Where it's, we know who it is. It's Fabio, Polenta, Jonah, Rolf, and Corona, dog. That's like those are always together, always fucking, dog. So when I seen Fabio and Rolf like back each other up, dog, that shit was beautiful. Not only that, at that point, Zlatan comes and tries to pull this fool like back, like.
Yo, grab them
from his fucking jersey, like, yeah. And then, what's his face? Diamande tries to, like, tell Zlatan to
try to roll up. He tries to roll up, then he goes back to the boy,
Yeah, and then Zlatan just looks at him, and then that foot did not want it, dog.
Nope.
At all. Touch me. Nobody touched me.
You see what I mean? A little shock.
I back up this team, and I love the fact that everyone was backing each other up, because up to that point, I think there was other two or three other scuffles that people were actually helping each other out. Like when people were asking for the yellow, when Vela was doing that shit, Jona was getting in that face, yep. Zlatan was coming in. Everyone was backing each other up when it came to that.
Isn't it annoying that it happened this game?
We've been talking about this.
Obviously. But hopefully this sparks it up for the rest of the season. If that's what it takes, I'm cool.
Can't confirm or deny, but they played our podcast in the locker room, and they're like, oh, yeah, that's what they want.
That's right. Yeah.
I heard on the tailgate. I told you BS what to do. You did it.
You know, I can confirm that. You know what? I mean, honestly, like everything we have been asking for, almost to a T happened this game, right? They showed heart. They fought. I mean, I'm talking about like they're down fight for each other and like some like square up shit. You know what I mean?
Listen, I was a go away from calling a perfect game, with the exception of just Zlatan not being the hat trick.
Same.
This is what I said during the fucking Tugget episode.
Same. I said 4-2, so I was one go away from it too.
Yeah, facts. Facts as fuck. Yeah.
All right. So game's coming to a close. 3-1, 89th minute. Zlatan cracks one of the players. Now, I want to ask this, and just like try to be as unbiased as possible. Did you guys think Zlatan? And it was a forearm, right? So I want to stop with this elbow shit. It was a forearm that got him in his face. Did you guys think it was intentional? Like, did he go after him and try to just lay him out, or you think it was just part of the game?
No, like if he tries to lay him out. He's laying him out.
He lays him out with the elbow.
He looks twice to see where the player's at, and then he goes up. He's a tall guy. He has to go up. Yeah.
Listen, and you guys play, right? You guys play even when you're young. How are you supposed to go up when you go up for a header?
Protect yourself at all times, dog. Right. It's the same shit with the goalkeeper. Yeah. Goalkeeper comes out with knee because he got to protect himself. Yeah. Like, dog, it's not Zlatan's fault. That shit was a freak accident. Zlatan got them fucking forearms from karate or whatever the fuck he does. Those shits are strong as fuck, dog. You practice and you fucking hit hard shit to get those shits hard. So the fact that your face is not hard, like,
he's soft.
I don't know what you want me to tell you. It sucks that you got hurt like that. That shit is fucked up, but
I agree. I'm in that boat. I don't think it's
fun. Get healthy, my guy. That shit is a contact sport. Like,
yeah, and to that point, fuck all the report. Like, Taylor Thomas' bitch ass is over there going on Twitter calling out the MLS. Like, what the fuck are you guys trying to do? Like,
why are you going to get mad over that, though? We know that all these people are after the Galaxy.
You're the last person that should be saying shit. You're going down a rabbit hole about Philadelphia second team. Check this shit out. You guys need to see it. Shut the fuck up. They're playing a contact sport. Stop being a pussy about it.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't know. I don't get the outrage. Right, and I've seen it, and I'm trying to be unbiased here. Like, I get it. This is LA Galaxy podcast, so we're going to say big ups to the Galaxy, no matter what, right? But me trying to be unbiased here and see this shit, you want to call it a foul? Cool, call it a foul. I have no problem with calling it a foul.
Yeah, you can call it a
foul. But you going to tell me, like, that deserves to be a red card? Or a disco committee should be looking at this? Like, come on.
If they need to look at that, they need to look at Joe Benny getting stomped on. They need to look at Vela
snapping. The same guy.
But they're not, though. They're not, though.
Exactly.
Everybody wants them to look at it, it's not going to get looked at. I don't think it's going to get looked at. I don't think anyone's getting suspended.
I hope not. I hope not.
His stupid ass fault. He should have been drinking milk as a kid. We had stronger bones.
Listen, or come up protecting yourself too. Like, listen, I don't think, like I say, if you want to call it a foul, you call it a foul. I don't think it should be for red. But that takes as long as time, right? That takes us over, because right before that, they had said 5 minutes of extra time.
Yeah.
Right. So that ticket is over that. I think the play doesn't get reinstated until like the 96th minute. Right. So I heard a lot of complaints about Vela's second goal being over the injury time. I'm not gonna complain about that just because I understand that the player was down, so they had to add extra minute. I'm not complaining about that. What I will complain about though is I really believe that's an offside goal.
Clear as day. The fact that they don't take that shit to VAR is
they did take it to VAR.
No, they did.
No.
Fool. Every play, VAR looks at it.
The fact that the ref didn't go.
But VAR looks at it, right? Yeah. Marufo didn't want to look at that shit, dog.
That's just that shit's so crazy to me. That's just so
That is crazy.
The fact that Taylor Twellman was calling for a fucking offside on the Zlatan header, but you're not gonna.
I don't get it.
He did say it was offside though.
Because I seen it again, right? In the stands, I called offside, but fuck what we see in the stands, because in the stands, you know, we're right there, right? So I don't think we have the best. We don't have the replays, and we don't have like the slowdown of everything. But after seeing the replay, I don't see how that should have got looked at. Like, should have definitely got looked at. But he scored a goal. He scored a second goal. Again, he has the advantage of being offside. And I really think that's one of the goals. You know how like sometimes they call offsides and it like it wasn't much of an advantage anyways, right? Like he had a clear advantage because he was offside in this goal. So whatever, 3-2, game finishes. We fucked them once again.
Yep.
Listen, I'm above everything else, yo.
You guys want to hear a fun fact?
Go for it.
Is it about you?
The last time Chivas USA beat us, the last time they beat us, May 19, 2012.
Nice.
Yeah.
2012.
Listen, above everything else, I think the one thing that brings me joy is the fact that they, I think they really believe that, that they had it this time, right? They're coming in hot. They're the, you know, they're the best team in MLS right now. They're this and that and the other. And they take a fat L. I mean, they take a real fat L.
Decisive L. This is the first time, and I was seeing the commentary that this is the first time that they lose to a team that they have fully stacked, like everyone's playing, like it's not a mishandled roster, whatever it is. We fucked that up.
It's crazy how the Galaxy always manages to beat those fools with a shitload of injuries on the roster. That's funny.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen. I think it was going to come up, but you know, somebody's asking like, actually, you know what? Let me take a step back. We'll talk about that in straight from the fans. This team, let's talk about this team for a second. I'm so happy for this fucking match and the way it played out because it makes me realize I'm not crazy. Right? This whole time.
We're not crazy.
Yeah, we're not crazy. Yeah. We're not crazy. Right? Yeah. Like, this whole time, I've been saying on the positive side of things because I believe this team has talent to kind of just could really fuck this league up if they wanted to. You know what I mean? I think there's things missing, but I think like, 80% of the time, I think we should be winning games. You know what I mean? Decisively. Mm-hmm. And they showed me when they go up against, like, you know what I mean? For as much shit we want to talk, the best team in MLS right now. Right? I don't think there's any dispute on that. LAFC is the best team in the league right now. And we're able just to manhandle them. I got to believe that I'm right. These guys are somehow fucking it up. But I'm right in my assessment that this is a fucking good team.
You know what? Yeah, great team. If I'm gonna say it now, if we make playoffs, no matter where we make playoffs, we beat anyone, Doug.
I think we've always said that.
In a one-off game?
Yeah.
Yeah, one-off game.
You get into these guys' heads and tell them, hey, you know what I mean? We got four games to win the MLS Cup. And they come out like that every single fucking game?
They're gonna come out like US Open Cup? No, I'm just kidding.
I hate you. Legit, though.
We came out like US Open Cup. Shit was lit.
Yeah.
It stands.
All right, guys. Do we have any fools of the week for this fucking match?
Yeah.
Everybody in camo.
That too, but mostly that LAFC fan that was about to get eaten alive outside the stadium for scratching up cars. So did you guys hear what happened?
Chente's cousin?
No. Yeah. No, right. That's what it looked like. Supposedly he was scratching cars, and turns out that one of the cars he scratched or some truck was another LAFC fan's truck.
Yeah.
Fucking. And then old boy came out, told him, yo, that's your boy. Check your boy. And then he wanted to fuck him up. And it was like two or three of them, right? And they were obviously the 3252 cats because they were wearing the camo shit. It was like two or three of them that were there. And then the one LAFC fan that obviously got his shit scratched that was just wearing a regular black shirt. And then obviously the big boy. Like, if anyone knows who he is, let me know. ACB about to go do some recruiting right quick.
Yo, we need that, man.
My man was big, yo.
My type of friend right there.
When he walked up, I'm going to fuck you up. I was like, whoop, he's going to kill him. he's dead. he's dead.
What did Vero say in the group chat? He did the moonwalk.
Yeah, man. Real slick, dog. I mean, if you guys haven't seen it, can we retweet that?
Yeah, fuck it, I don't care. Why are you asking me the fuck? That look like Antonio to you?
No, bitch, I'm saying, like, I'm asking you guys because you guys handle that social media a lot more than I do. I'm saying, can we retweet that? That's all I'm saying. I was asking.
You gotta be careful how you talk to me. Your tone, chill. I have my own PTSD from Antonio. You know, that's what it is.
All right. Last thoughts on the game.
Fuck LAFC.
I want to give a shout out to someone we did not mention all game, dog. But he was key, and I forgot about this play. Pipo Gonzalez, dog. Mm.
Talk to me.
Yeah. When that foot slid on Vela, got a through ball in the box.
Oh, yeah.
He was about to take a shot.
Yeah.
1v1, dog. And this foot, Pipo out of nowhere, just slides and gets enough on the ball to make it into a weak-ass shot. And Bingham just picks that shit up.
All right. I know you're talking about
that. Yeah. But with that being said, then I got to give credit to Daniel Starris, man. That was one surprise to me in the lineup. You know, obviously, given that he came out injured in San Jose, he obviously had to be at some type of level of... I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I don't recall what his injury was. But the fact that he's been the only constant in that center back role the entire season. Mm-hmm. After being injured against San Jose, the fact that GPS has that trust in him to be... Because he's, again, the only one that has been that constant in that role. Instead of him getting put somewhere else, it's no Polenta being put somewhere else. Yep. It's Pipo being played somewhere else. Yep. It's obviously Shelby was on the bench, but it's, you know, everyone else playing somewhere. Araujo playing as a winger, but Starris is that he's the guy right now. That he, like, anyone could talk. Look, I get it.
He's 100%. The anchor in that bank line. He's the anchor.
Everyone could talk about how great Polenta is as a 1-on-1 defender and everything. Absolutely, you are 100% right. Pipo, yes, I get that. I think both Pipo and Polenta, player, everything that they have around them, overall better players, yes, absolutely, than Daniel Starris. However, this season so far, Daniel Starris is the, which Rudy said, he's that anchor. And we didn't talk about him. You know what? It's unfortunate because, you know, defenders don't really get that much praise, right? Everyone's going to be talking about Zlatan and what he did. But name one thing that Daniel Starris did bad this game.
Nah, man.
Nothing. Dog, and he was physical, too. Yeah, he was 1v1 with Diomande, dog. I thought that fool's going to get bodied out. And he didn't. He stepped up. He put in hard tackles.
No yellow cards.
Yeah, he didn't hesitate. He knew exactly what he had to do. There was a play where he gets to the ball, and instead of trying to pass it out, he just clears it. Like, to the side. Like, fuck it.
Rob Howe, 88.
How GPS, do I reach these kids?
See, it's funny because to me now, I mean, yes, I obviously saw Stand and Deliver, but I think South Park beat first. Now,
Belichick.
Yeah.
But listen, to be honest, what I'll take from this game is that if these guys want it, man, if GBS could get to them and have them with this attitude game in, game out, yo, this team is solid, yo. It's a team to be fucked with, you know what I mean? Like,
and they played well.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too. Yeah. You know, they played well.
I'll leave it at that, where the GBS has some work cut out because he needs to get him motivated enough for this game, every single game, just the way he got him for this game. The stands, though. George, let's talk about the stands for a little bit, man.
Nice as fuck.
The stands were something else. Unfortunately, listen, I wasn't in the stands for a single minute this game. I was above in the rating the whole fucking game because security still dropped the ball. The invasion, quote unquote, whatever the fuck you want to call it, 32-52 ended up still being above us in what used to be the grass brim. And it was a shit show. To be fair, not as much a shit show as I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah, same.
Right, I thought it was gonna be a lot worse, but it wasn't. But I didn't feel comfortable. You know what I mean? I didn't feel comfortable walking out and leaving the entrance to 121, 122 out there with nobody there. So I kind of stood there the whole time and I was watching the game through the Jumbotron and kind of turning around and doing the whole nine. But what I will say, though, is like I saw white out. Shout out to all of you guys because I know we always get a fucking group of people who like their away kits, who like their blue shirts, who don't like wearing white. But, man, I've seen people with fucking just plain white T-shirts. I could tell they had just bought them. You know what I mean? Like, they still have, like, the wrinkles from where they've been folded a certain way or something like that. Shout out to all you guys, man. You have no idea what a difference that makes. Actually, you do. Go to Instagram. Look at the section. Look how dope that looks. To the scattered white shirts around the whole stadium, shout out to you guys because you guys make a difference. I hear some bullshit talk about like a 60 blackout. That's bullshit. I've seen a lot of fucking away jerseys. First of all,
there was, a lot of away jerseys. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Easily. I say, I don't know, 80% maybe Galaxy fans. I mean, it's obviously going to happen. There's going to be a bunch of LAFC fans. It's like when we play at their stadium. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a whole bunch of white everywhere. But the whole blackout shit, plus, you came in camo. These next time say camo out or some shit. I don't know. Just it was stupid.
Stupid. The biggest joke.
You know? But it is what it is. But nah, hell yeah. We showed up, man. Galaxy fans showed up for sure.
Yeah, man. For sure.
And on the broadcast, you guys were loud as shit. And I want to shout out Eve as Capo.
Yes, I didn't heard see you that. I didn't even see that. Until
loud,
I saw pictures.
She put in words.
Loud and clear on the broadcast.
That's so like, dope, man. That's so
put
fucking
your fucking
dope.
Hands up.
Fuck yeah.
Eve did an amazing job on there.
Yeah.
We're fucking happy as fuck when we're watching that shit at Angels.
And that's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. Like, are you guys stepping up? Like, fucking dope, man. The TiVo came out fucking dope, too. Listen, we had so much. We always have shit. When we do like those flags and we do like the little squares, but this one came out clutch. This shit looks so nice. Shout out to George A. The video you dropped, bro, that's just fucking dope. It kind of really embodies our culture.
Can I give a few more shout outs? So like Rudy, I think you mentioned this in the last episode. You know, the tailgate, if I recall clearly, I don't know what our reach is. You know, I know we do have quite a few bit listeners, and obviously because you pull up all the numbers and everything, but I mean, I don't know how many more people or things are getting out there, word of mouth or whatever. It's Galaxy fans in general, that entire stadium were active the entire game. Yes. You can hear a buzz around the stadium. At some point, listen, obviously you're skipping way ahead, you know, where the You Can't Beat Us chant resonated around the entire stadium.
Yeah, I show the rocking,
at
bro.
At some point, and this is, listen, at some point, there were a few times where Lars straight up sounded louder than ACB, and I was shocked. I was like, yo, shit, even Lars.
They were rocking, too.
You know, and listen, I wish they could do that all the time. And to be frank, there's a lot of times where they're not, right? But if they can do that all the time, man, that I'm all about that whole, listen, leave Lars in that corner, let the North End be the North End. If you have that every single game, no one. It honestly, it felt like it was a back and forth between ACB and Lars. Who's gonna be louder for our team? Type of shit. And it's not like we were competing, but I'm saying if you're watching, like we saw it on the live audio. Sometimes I hear, you know, one of the ACB chants, but then I hear some other Galaxy shit. I'm like, wait, what is that? And then I realize, oh shit, that's actually Lars. They're kind of out singing ACB right now. Plus, you know, they got a lot of the people around them, you know, going, and that shit is tight, man. That is dope. And that's the type of shit that I always encourage people, like. Again, it's not, I get it. We're all ACB, so we're always going to be biased to our supporter group. But we have love for everyone else, and it's one of those things. Always go check out a different supporter group. Find out which one is your best fit. And once you're there, be about that life, man. Support the team. Bring friends. Bring family. You know, every time, look at the person next to you. If he's not doing something, hey, man, clap. Do something, especially in games that matter. You know, San Jose, this one. Every game should matter.
Every game should matter.
But let's be honest. A lot of you guys are not about, you know, that life like we are, but respect to everyone that showed up for this
game. Be like the NAC boys and just be SG hoes.
Yeah, they are SG hoes. They're everywhere. Yeah,
that here thought with that. What is it?
I want to shout out real quick Lars too. I don't remember. B Nasty brought it up. He's like, I don't remember the last time Lars whited out.
Respect for that.
That show was nice. Yeah.
I'm telling you, listen,
that show was nice as fuck.
And going forward, that should be a thing. Like, every rivalry game, whether it be San Jose, whether it be Trash FC, just wear white. Like, let the optics show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we're there and we're there strong. You know what I mean? It's all about optics. We know you was there, right? Like, we heard it. Everybody in the stadium saw it. But let the optics, when they pan, I want that bitch to be just white. You know what I mean? Just all white jerseys, white shirts, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be. But just, you know. Have that happen.
You have all other games in the season to wear blue. I mean, I think I've gone this a record. I say I'm a bigger fan of the blue kids than I am the white kids. But
same. I don't look right in white, but fuck it. I'm down. Overall, though, man, like I think the night was dope. Those guys are hilarious because, you know, they died. They just come like their support just died after a while. And I didn't hear them at all.
Oh, are we done with the game yet? Or
yeah, we're just kind of recapping.
Yeah, I don't even know where we're at.
Just recapping the stands and the view party.
Because you mentioned the TIFO. And, you know, obviously because I had a ban, I can't be on prem. so I couldn't be there to help out with TIFO. But Rudy, this is some, you know, behind the scenes shit so that people can understand what goes into these type of games when we talk about TIFO and the shit that we have to put up with every now and then with the, not necessarily the front office, but with the lack of communication that's within different departments of our front office, right? Let everyone know about the situation that happened with the TIFO in the night.
Oh, my
and
God. Tony
wants you to talk about it.
Yo, so I hope you guys enjoyed that shit because it looked beautiful. But on Thursday night, you know, we had a few of our guys out there setting it up. Started at 5 p.m., right? Is that correct? I think it was 5 p.m. to start.
5, 6, something like that. Point is,
you saw how many flags had to be out there. And you saw it's a big production. It's not something that just kind of rolls out. It's a big production. Somehow the FO can't get the ducks in line and have lights for us. So our boys legit in the dark are setting up the TIFO. And this, like I said, it's not just something that we roll down or roll up. This has a lot of coordination because it's like the flags are color coordinated. So they have to go in certain roles. And trying to do that shit at night with no fucking lights is a piece of shit. After mad phone calls, I think they ended up coming out with flashlights. That was the response, was flashlights. Because
I didn't know that. Yeah. You serious?
Yeah.
I was there, dog. I was there for TIFO on Thursday, and we waited and waited and waited, and I ended up leaving because I had to work the next day, but the lights never came on, dog, and that call had been out for like an hour at least. That they said they were going to turn on the lights. Those shits never came on, and at that point, it was like, yo, I have to go home. Like, I can't stay. I wish I could stay to help, but I couldn't. I don't know what happened after that.
Oh, shit. Antonio just sent me the video. You're right. Yeah. Damn.
I don't know how it got done, but, you know, shout out to everybody who stayed and made that shit happen.
Listen, and this is it just kind of full transparency. Like, that's the hard work everybody who helped out with TIFO goes through. That's the shit they did in order for it to look the way it does on game day. And if you guys saw the Instagram, if you guys were there live, you saw the transmission in the air. That's a beautiful looking TIFO, and it represented us 100%, like the blue, white, and gold. That's who we are. So big shout out to all you
Simple
guys.
Simple to the point. Yep. For all the shout out to Dean and Rob for that too, man.
Yep. For all the bullshit you guys went through just to get it out. Listen, FO, because we know some of you guys listen to it, and if it's not necessarily you, just kind of relay the message. It looks great on your Instagram. Help us out, though. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I'm going to straight up. Like, it looks great on your Instagram. You get the likes, but help us
Bruce
out.
Bruce just said that they didn't bring out flashlights. They used their cell phone.
Damn.
See what I mean? Come on. Damn. Again, though, that's what happened. But we make it happen. And it came out.
Make it happen.
This is the behind-the-scenes shit you guys get here on Straight from the Stands.
It came dope as shit.
For the team.
Angel, quick 2 minutes. How was the viewing party at your house?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I'll let Masa say it then because I can't give you 2 minutes. No, she was a popping ass.
The minutes already started. Right.
So let me start with what happened then when we start. Nah, Masa, you talk.
All right, so this is how the story went. Angel picked me up at my crib like around 3:30 or something like that. 4 o'clock.
Drive service and everything?
Yeah, dog. Yeah. That show was beautiful, right? So he picks me up, and he's bumping his music, and I'm like, yo, you heard that new Maxwell Cream? He's like, nah. And I was like, all right, I'll put it on. I put it on, dog. First song in, Angel's like, yo, this shit is lit. This is a good way to start this Friday, and the Galaxy are about to fuck. Exact words that came out. This is like 4 p.m., dog.
Yeah.
Because I knew Maxwell got him in the mood, you know?
Mm-hmm. That ain't really Angel's tip, too. That's not even like something he'll go for, you know what I mean? Like, out for himself. I'm not saying that you don't like it. I'm just saying that's something that you're...
Nah, that's fair. I mean, listen, I dig it. I love hip-hop, but that's definitely not my go-to. It's not, like, my main thing. If you guys are bumping that shit, yeah, I'm about that life for sure.
So go for it. So
we get to Angel's pad. We're watching the game. This fool orders a pizza. Julio gets lost somewhere. I don't know where the fuck, but he's supposed to show up with all the beer. So he brings a 12-pack of Miller Lights for bitch-ass Angel, 12-pack of Heinekens, a 12-pack of Modelos, and he brings some White Claws because I asked for them, right?
Heinekoskis.
Heinekoskis, dog. Shout out to Sapo. And so game starting at that point, B-Nasty shows up with Scar. And we start fucking drinking, dog. And I'm on my White Claws. Lisa's on that White Claw. I'm not gonna say who because that fool doesn't want me to mention it. But
shout out, Be Nasty. He sent me a picture of him drinking a White Claw. Fuck you.
Damn.
So, dog, the White Claws go out the door instantly, dog. I'm telling you, like 30 minutes into the game.
Yeah, for real. Facts. I was like, the fuck with y'all?
And I think there was 24 pack, if I'm not mistaken. Those shits were out the door. And we just kept drinking, dog. That shit was lit.
It was a 12-pack.
Oh, whatever it was. That shit was the first thing gone, dog. And then at that point, we're taking shots when it's like 1-1.
No, we took a shot at the half.
We took a shot at the half, mm-hmm. And then after the third goal...
Then we went outside to smoke a little purito.
Mm-hmm. I don't smoke, but...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, so, everyone knows... Listen, it's California. Normal here.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, if anyone's listening, like, oh, what? No, listen, it's California, chill.
Point is that we end up getting really lit. And
fuck hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We somehow end up at El Pescador right after the game ends. And that was our night.
Well, we also took a shot at the end of the game. We took another small shot at the end of the game. Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. And then, dog, we wilded it out inside my apartment. I mean, wow, like... Yeah. I had to. This is a new TV.
What happened? You fucked up the old one?
Somehow fucked up the old TV. This is a new TV. I just want to get it.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
Broke a chair. My chair's here on the dining table. There's only three. I broke. Somehow I broke one. So we're down a chair. Fuck and then yeah. The chair I'm sitting on right now, Masa, he asked me, I think the next day, yo, is your chair cool? Because I kept smacking it. It was just, like, yeah, it was nuts up in this bitch, man.
Fuck
nuts.
Yeah.
It was loud. Mm-hmm. The TV was like at 100.
All the way 100, and we were just wild. Right.
Fuck
it
yeah.
It was like mm-hmm. a fucking game in here, dog.
Yeah,
it was
tough. True story. Chatting and everything. We hear you guys sing some shit. We join in, just, that's better, good dog.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad you guys had fun, but you guys are missing the fucking, you guys mixing the section. To be straight up, you know, you guys have missed this section. So,
you know what?
I'm glad you guys had fun. I'm glad you guys had fun.
Angel had no, everybody else that I was with had no choice because I missed out because I'm a back of my boys.
You said that we missed the section?
Missed you guys in the section.
Oh, appreciate you.
Yeah, I missed you guys. Everybody in that party. Everybody in that.
I got banned by association, though.
Yeah, respect for that.
Stay true.
I mean, listen, there's a few of us, right? You know, it's Scarlett, Brian, you know, Sapo, obviously, Ethan, Chente, myself, John.
Yep. Yo, welcome back, Bruce. Though Bruce is a nice face to see, so I'm glad to see Bruce. So
listen, I can't
confirm
tonight, but someone says that it was a hostage swap. they got Bruce, and they gave me up. ACB leadership gave me up. That's foul as fuck.
It's a matter of time. So you know, I mean, it's just loss prevention. That's all it was.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Yeah. George, do we have questions? Do we have questions?
I never asked. God damn.
All right, boys. Let's get into the questions because we're running a little long in this one.
You know what I mean? We're still fucking up big, bro. I think the scores are gonna be 2-0 Galaxy.
I mean, we did better than I expected.
Fuck Santa.
Fuck Levels FC. Yeah. Fucking G's are gonna be coming on top, right?
I have a couple shout outs I gotta give.
Damn, y'all still have fucking shout outs? Y'all can't, for real, y'all should make a list or something right before just get through them.
All right, boys, let's get into the questions.
MLG Cheesy asks, who needs Michi Guy when you. Hat when you got the fit bunny at Musicross Galaxy,
yeah, and their homie Skippy, yeah, fit boys, Skippy. Fit bunny boys,
nice. Mm-hmm. All right, it's White Mike says, do you think Araujo deserves to be a starter after Friday's performance?
Okay, so let me say something, right? I wanted a 17-year-old to have a standout game, and I always thought it was gonna be an Efra, but yeah. On Friday, fucking. Araujo showed that he belongs in the first team,
first squad. Yeah,
you know what I mean. A real headache for GBS because he's putting in work to be in the starting 11. So,
yo, shout out to Araujo. He made a case for a defender, now a winger, especially on a hurt wing. Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah. So we want him. So I think
well, and Rudy said, we'd like 100%. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Frankie Reyes, LA, asks, is playing Araujo as a winger a good long-term plan? How do you think him playing there affects the dynamic of our offense? I really think it fixes several problems for us. Caps off to GBS.
Not long-term. I think until Felcher's gone. Then we'll slot him at right back for sure. Like, regular team player. But as a winger, nah. I think we still need a winger. And when Drini comes back, I don't think Araujo starts.
Yep. No.
But it's 17.
Well, yeah, that too. But this is the thing, and I think Mas and I had a conversation about it here. And look, Araujo, yes, everything he did was great. He was a lot more hustle though than everything else. There was a few times going forward where he didn't have that attacker offensive mentality play. Where, you know, he basically was what we've said a few times about the Jet. Like, he keeps playing back. And look, all fair, 100% fair to him, because if you, for the most part of your entire life, you played a specific thing. Hey, I'm a defender. I go up so much, but my duty is to give it to my guys that are more technical, that can take players one on one. Then that's what I'm going to do. He did what he could for what he was able to do. What he's, you know, his attributes and skills allowed him to do. He couldn't take players one on one. There was a few times, like again, twice that I recall vividly, where he tried to take at least a couple players and he couldn't. You know, so
I think it was a good, and his post game interview, Glenn showed it to me, and I heard it prior. He hasn't played that position since he was in AYSO. Like, given that may have been last year that he played.
Is that where the AYSO joke came from?
Yeah, because he's 14. But I think it just, hats off to GBS. He told them, this is all I want you to do. This is what you need to focus on. And he went out there, and he's coachable. He did a really good job of doing that.
That coachable as fuck.
Yeah. All right. Victor Mendoza, what will we be wearing for Chivas 2.0 away? I suggest we all dressed like Cosmo, Alien Invasion.
Nah, we're wearing white.
Can't confirm, no, we're white. We're going to be doing Hawaiian shirts.
I thought you said tie-dye.
No, tie-dye's for Portland away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that, we're fashion saving.
Eddie suggested, was it Eddie? I think it was Eddie, that we do the Freddy Krueger, you know, striped shirt, but with blue, white, and yellow, you know, because we're always in our nightmares.
Listen, sidebar, what the fuck were they thinking, though?
That's what I'm saying. The tie-dye and
the fuck were they? I know, I get it, but I'm saying, what the fuck were they thinking? Just stupid.
You know what it was, dog?
PTCD.
That was their uniform for the demolition of the seats up top. That's what it was.
Oh shit, man!
All right, rest in peace.
Armenta asks, after the game against LAFC, do you guys think it's a turning point of the season? I 100% think so and hope so.
I'm hoping for that. That's listen. We've been saying this whole podcast, right? This team could take on anybody. So I'm hoping that they recognize that as well.
Danger, you side. You have 30 seconds. Because I know side means you have like 10.
I don't think that it's that we're going to – we mentioned this, I think, last episode, that there's the slate of games coming up is against better opposition than some of the teams that we've previously played. And we tend to play to the level of opposition. So I expect our team to play better the next 5-6 games in a row. And it's not maybe necessarily because we're now, you know, turn the page and we're this great team. No, it's we have to. Otherwise, we're going to get blown out the next 5-6 games and get our asses beat 5-6 games in a row.
Fair.
All right. Victor Mendoza, no. The one and only Anthony XO says, fuck Chivas. LOL.
Facts.
Anna Chris 06 say, my score prediction was right. I said it last week that it would be that we'll end up 3-2. Maybe we need you on the podcast and not Rudy because the stupid ass predicted wrong.
All right, motherfuckers, I'm shutting this shit down. I'm taking it with me. Fuck y'all.
Bruce 121 says Latif Blessing is a bitch. That is all. That's accurate. Facts. The fact that you go on Twitter and be like, oh, I used to look up to you. I didn't know that you could sock people. Shut the fuck up.
Hold that.
You're
hold
in
that
the bitch out. Section with Taylor Twitter.
The fact that he said that he looked up to Zlatan his whole career, dog, that means you haven't been watching Zlatan at all.
Yes, facts. Yep.
Hold that L. All right. Hold that L.
Daisy Leonor asks, do you think Araujo has found his new position or will he go back to right defender? I think we kind of touched on it. He said when Rolf comes back, he's back. Who will win in a fight, Angel or Bagel Guy? Angel. Nandinho ask.
Oh, I think Bagel Guy.
No. I think Bagel Guy. I get Bagel Guy.
I got Angel. I've seen a punch.
Ooh. Angel, what's the name of the guy that we're sponsoring? He's doing the community work. I
Steve?
Fuck up his name. Steve, but his handle, Afcha?
Afcha. Yeah, Afcha.
Okay, Afcha.
Shout out. He's in the chat, so shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out Afcha. How can I be a guest? Got some things to say. Listen, whenever you're down.
Whenever you're down. Reach out to us.
Hit us up on...
What's up next week then, Steve?
Yep.
Text me.
We're here waiting for a response.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'll take some. We'll make it happen. Right. Oh, as a matter of fact,
What? Go ahead, well, George. Go ahead, George.
Galaxians want to join us. The Galaxians want to join us in our pod too.
Oh, dope.
We have a couple guests coming up now.
For sure.
That's dope. Okay, Desma 17 says, "What are your thoughts on the game tomorrow?" We'll get to that, right? We'll touch a little bit on it.
Sure. We can end with that.
Minimal.
Yeah, we can.
Diego Armando 32T says, any tickets available? Hopefully you're listening on the live right now, Diego. Yep. I'll reply to you right now, and you've seen Angel post it up. But yeah, we do have tickets.
Shoot us a DM.
Carlos is not real, says, does Massa regret not going to the game? Massa?
No.
That's right, no. Homie as fuck.
No.
You're with your
Galaxy Fan Talk is, how the fuck were Chivas fans able to pretty much get three different sections around the stadium? This is a legitimate question that I'm, Angel, that hopefully you have some background in, since you're, well, Rudy, now it's your leadership too.
How much of that can we say, Angel?
Go for it. Say it all.
Say it all.
Yeah. Listen, we don't keep shit. If we have info, share it. Fuck it.
Listen.
Nah, sometimes you keep it, but I think now you're playing Rudy as a pawn. Rudy, you're about to get banned from leadership. Watch.
I'm cool with that. We have some real amateur ticket reps. And, like, for instance, one of the guys sold 400 ticket block.
That was bad.
Mm-hmm.
They also manipulated our partnerships with some of the youth clubs, mm-hmm, and ended up getting large amount of blocks. If you guys saw it on Thursday night when these guys started crying about, or I think it might have been Wednesday night when they started crying about cancellation of tickets.
It was their campaign.
Yeah, like, listen, yeah, there were tickets canceled because the Galaxy finally found out. No, the Galaxy, the front office finally acknowledged some shit that we had been telling them and got the shit together and canceled tickets. So, yeah, there was 300 allotted to them that the front offices talked and came to that number. That's between, you know, so they're giving us 300, we give them 300. And then the rest were just, our reps are just some dumbasses sometimes, and they got played by them. We couldn't get it. Galaxy couldn't cancel all of them, but they canceled a few of them. And if they had three sections, with that being said, it would have been a shit show if they
were. It would have been even worse. Yeah.
So, it is what it is. Some, you know what I mean? Like, I hope they learn from this so next season is not the same bullshit. But yeah, man, mm-hmm, they were there. They were there. We still canceled them out, though.
I know Rudy didn't join in leadership early on enough, but, you know, I saw that the Angel City Brigade counts here, and I imagine some other people in leadership might be here. Bruce, oh, he's here. We even threw out the idea, yo, just let ACB and the Galaxy and sell out the North End for you. You won't have any issues. They didn't want to do it, and listen, it would have been a whole different story. I'm pretty sure that Lars would have been game with selling a lot more through them too. You know, mm-hmm, we filter out. Obviously, there might be a few things that may fall through the cracks, maybe one or two, but trust me, it would not have been in the hundreds buying tickets from ACB, guaranteed. Especially when you have to come and get them from us in the tailgate.
Yep.
So,
yep. All right, thank you guys. Dan Rizzo says, "Want to hear a joke? LAFC. Get another keeper next year or hold judgment after playoffs." I don't know if he's referring to
Dave Bingham.
To David Bingham or Tyler Miller.
I don't give a fuck about Tyler Miller, but let's pretend like he's referring to Bingham.
Dave Bingham.
I want to hear your thoughts on this.
I keep him.
I want to upgrade. I want to upgrade. Bingham has been solid, and I back him up more than Angel does. I always backed up Bingham, but we could always do better in that position, hands down. And if y'all don't think so, I don't know what you guys see.
David Bingham's a mediocre goalkeeper that's just
high. Nah, he's not. He's not. But he's slightly above average than an MLS keeper, and that's not good enough. It's good enough to win. It's possibly good enough to win a title. Saunders was the same.
But Saunders was a drug, so his instincts were.
Yeah.
But, David Bingham should get.
But I think
if David Bingham goes to some coke, then I fuck with David Bingham. But right now he doesn't.
But I think we could definitely upgrade keeper.
I'm down with upgrading keeper as long as it doesn't handicap us anywhere else. You know, exactly. What I mean? I'll be down.
Like, we don't use the international spot or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have an American keeper. We're not really I'm
down to lose an international spot. But if we have, if it's worth it, not a DP spot at all, a full time, that should be stupid. But if I'm down to lose one, if it's not expensive.
Yep. That, yeah. I'd rather keep David Bingham if it means that. Everything must have just said Tam, Gam, Jam, Lam, Ram, all that shit.
None of that.
All
right. Big Will, Galaxy Fanatic, asks, Masa, this question for you. What's up with the facts about Pavon?
Dog, I told you to wait for after the Copa Libertadores game.
My guy's going to play tomorrow. Here.
Don't tell me. Tell him.
Just wait. Just be a little patient, dog.
To be fair, right, you have been on that. You've been saying that. So,
this Ronaldinho says, shout out to Maryland for quote unquote motivating the whole team on Friday.
Next. Can we next that one? I don't even try to hear that. Let's go.
All right.
Hey, shout out Tony. He's eating an Oreo right now. Makes me happy.
Fuck Tony. All right, CJD says, if you guys can make a galaxy dog, what would you make it out of? What would you make it out of? This question's pretty good.
A galaxy dog. What?
Dog, hot dog, hot dog.
Oh. Ooh.
With no condiments. No condiments, because that shit is raw, like how we fuck Leva's dog. Let's go. Next.
I mean, I just bring in the people from the parking lot after the game.
That's what I was going to say, because that's an LA style hot dog, man.
Just bring them in.
I was going to say,
yep.
Mustard and blueberries. Mustard and blueberries.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
No.
Hey, well, if you want to make it...
Sorry,
make
Merlin. I was not part of that.
Yeah, fuck that, Merlin.
Hey, Merlin, I just have to read what comes my way. Angel was the one that started this, and you should take it up with him. I'm sorry.
Fuck Angel.
Yeah.
Fuck Angel. Yeah.
All right. So now switching to Twitter. Hey, shout you guys out. You guys put a lot of work in when it comes to these questions. Some are
appreciate y'all.
Yeah. God damn. Angel, tell us the story.
This is pescador.
Nah, never mind. Don't tell us.
Nah, I got to say shit. Nope.
Shut the fuck up. All right. Motor Yon 121 asks, "What's your favorite Portland story? What's your favorite Portland story? Angel bunking with Ronnie because Rudy ditched him. Angel drunkenly protecting a mom and baby because she needed protection. She didn't have her man right. She had her. She didn't. Her man was right,
man
next,
was right
to
next
to him.
Her,
Or Jorge and Angel almost fighting the pizza dudes.
Oh." I don't remember the pizza dudes. Explain that one to me.
That's when I grabbed the scarf and everyone, because
all right, that's what I figured. The go home the... something. Yeah. All right. Cool. But I didn't get what he meant by that. Okay.
Angel, what's your answer?
I think Rodney for the win.
Nah.
Not that one. Had to be the baby. The lady with the mama.
So Nate was recently born. You know, so I was in my feelings. I was fucked up. That was my first away game, I believe. Yeah, it was. Rudy was supposed to go with me that game. So I was in my feelings. Listen, I was even worse in my feelings back then than I am now. If you think now, back then it was worse. I was in my feelings because Rudy didn't go. You know, Nate was I don't know, like about a year old, a few months. So I was in that, you know, new daddy phase. Then somehow ended up outside buying beer. And then I saw some mom, you know, trying to breastfeed her kid. And I'm over there like, you know, just... supposedly my mind protecting her, you know, protecting her. All the her man is right there. I mean, they were
probably taller than you, huh?
Yeah, well, it's Portland. They were nice as shit. Like, no, it's okay. He's just drunk, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yo, this day though, shout out as fuck to Vanessa Arias, though, John's wife. That's the game where Beckham scored three goals. Or was it two or three?
I think it was two.
Banger.
Was, yeah.
From when I went downstairs, we were 0-0 to get beer. When we came up, we're up 3-1.
Oh,
both Vanessa and I missed the David Beckham goals.
I would have laid your ass.
That's the one where you just stood there too, huh?
Yeah.
Just kind of...
yeah. So, listen. Vanessa, I apologize for everything.
And Angel, I apologize for leaving you hanging, though.
500 comments.
And I leave you hanging. I'm sorry for leaving you hanging, though.
Rudy needs to apologize to you. It's all your fault.
I'm sorry, though.
No, Rudy was the... Oh, that was the same Ronnie? That was the same one?
Yeah, everything happened. Oh. That was all that same time. 2013, I think it was.
All right, Nella Wolf 323 asked, "Do you believe the team peaked for Otrafico or capable of improving?" Listen, if this team peaked, I'm good with this team being playing this game consistently throughout the end. We'll take it.
Yeah, I'm down with that too. Remember we always talk about like July, August where we want to get hot, and if that was it, then fuck yeah.
All right, Chris Seller says no.
I'm okay with that too.
With Drini in. No question, just one comment. Steller is going to Portland. Hell yeah. You both are going to Portland? Rudy, you going?
No, I'm not going. Angel's going.
Your brother's going, right?
Yeah, my brother's going.
All right.
Angel's back.
Yo, treat Zeller. Everyone, if you guys see Zeller, get him a shot for us. We want to hear some more stories. All right. ACB Brun 121. If we get Pavone and Drini is back in form and everyone is playing A1 football, what would your starting 11 in the playoffs where everyone is healthy and we get Pavone?
That's easy, dog. Unfortunately, Antoine is going to have to take a back seat.
Yep.
And that's going to be Pavon, Zlatan, and Drini.
I have Drini coming off the bench.
You have Drini coming off the bench?
Psych is for
I have a question for you, though, Masa. You would keep Alvarez in that number?
Fabio? In the starting lineup?
Yeah. The starting lineup, absolutely. That's not... I'm asking if you'd keep him that 10 role. Oh, you try Pavon in that 10 role?
No, Pavon's a winger, dog. Drini's a winger.
Right, But I'm just asking. So you keep it the way it is.
I'll keep Fabio. Yeah.
Right, cool. For sure.
Yeah. All right. Next question is from Big Will. Why does Kevin Baxter be hating on the Galaxy so much? Why can't Twelman let it go already? He is obviously mad that he couldn't beat us. Why does Levels complain so much? There are more Llaneros than any other team that we play.
Can I take the lead in the first part of the question?
You can take all this shit. I don't want to.
Yeah, I already touched it throughout the week.
You're the more politically correct one out of all of us. Yeah. And I are very extremely sensitive.
If you guys notice, I tried to steer away from Baxter, from Herc, from 12 Men, from all these other bullshit accounts. Try to steer away from them because at the end of the day, I truly believe these guys are just out there for clickbait. They put out some radical fucking bullshit against the Galaxy just to get Galaxy fans, Galaxy Twitter especially, to react. And we do so much. And it gets me. Listen, if you see, go to my channel. I don't respond to none of these fuckers because all it is a clickbait. They want that attention that comes from the Galaxy Twitterverse when they go off on them. It's like,
and not even just us, dog. Like when they tweet about the Galaxy, everybody has something to say, dog.
Yeah, that's the big boys. Yeah, I'm saying like, Galaxy Twitterverse goes in on them, and it's funny to me because. I mean, that's what they want, honestly, and I believe that wholeheartedly. They're looking for a click. They're looking for clickbait. They want you to click on their articles. They want you to retweet their articles. They want those impressions. So that's why I don't in this podcast I try to steer away from talking about them at any cost because fuck them, right? Listen, that's what you're looking for. You're not getting it from me, right? Because if you just want to say some shit just to get some clicks, fuck you guys. You ain't doing that. Report some dope shit and I fucks with you. But again, you guys are free to talk shit all you want. I love you guys.
Fuck Kevin Baxter. That's my shit. All right. What moves can Rodrigo Rodriguez? What moves can we make right now in the summer transfer window?
I don't know.
Pavon is like the only one.
Pavon, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, or a winger, right? Like if we had to scramble.
Oh, Angel, it's a good segue to what you heard.
Oh yeah.
Talk about it.
Right, how many questions do we have, George?
We're in the right placement. We're talking about transfers. Right. So.
Okay. Yeah. So during the. Well, it might, I don't know. We'll see right now. Point is, during, you know, my badass meme party here that was better than the stands inside the stadium or anything you guys could have seen, I can't remember where I saw it, but Ben Arfa has been rumored to admit, it's either, they're saying one of the LA teams, so either LAFC or LA Galaxy. So we had a conversation in here about what that could mean. So LAFC have a DP spot. Yep. Both Masa and I agreed that Ben Arfa, to me, is a DP type of player. I have a hard on for Ben Arfa. He's a player I really enjoyed watching. I think he's dope as fuck, and he's a winger. So, it makes it. Listen, I'm gonna back up Massa because he's my boy, and Pavon's coming. But let's just say he doesn't. We then discussed about okay, well, if it's one of the two teams in LA, it makes sense for the Galaxy because he's a winger. It makes sense more for him to come to the Galaxy because we need that right now. Right, so the idea then came up is really we sent you whatever they were thinking about doing with Pavon instead of doing it with Pavon, you're just gonna do whatever their plan was, but they're gonna do it with Ben Arfa. So then that really became the option. Well, are we talking about Ben Arfa to the Galaxy because the Galaxy really need a winger and it makes sense, or to LAFC because they don't need a winger, they probably need another number, a real number nine, because Vela tends to drift out wide quite a bit if he's not playing in that true number nine role. I mean, yeah, right, in that true number nine role. So that's where the question becomes. Yes, I think Ben Arfa makes more sense for the Galaxy, so I think that's probably he's leaning more towards the Galaxy. The only thing that kind of scares me a little bit is the fact that he would be a DP type of player. At least I think he is.
Yeah.
And LAFC has that DP spot available.
Yeah.
We don't right now.
But so is Pavon.
I like Ben Arfa.
I do. But you're saying, huh?
I like Ben Arfa, but he's also injury prone, though. Like, he's one of the guys who I'm a little scared of because He gets knocks playing like in fucking in Ligue 1. You know what I mean? That's not even like one of the most physical leagues out there. So I don't know. Like talent wise, fuck yeah. Right? Talent wise, fuck yeah. French connection too, right? But I don't know.
No, well, one of his French, but he's leaving, so it's all good. All right. Madam Serrano asks, starting next year, no more season ticket booklets, boxes, packages, speak on it. Horrible.
Really?
Horrible. The Galaxy are so huge about impressions. They're so used about their social media. What's the first thing you do when you get your box? You post a picture of it and put that shit online.
I haven't had booklet in years.
I get it because you're like super electronic guy and all that. Like, but some people still like those tangibles. People collect. Look at the Linda Pickles that still have tickets from 1996. Imagine, like, you're not gonna be able to, you know, to show anyone, like your grandchildren, be like, oh, look at this shit. You're gonna have to. I get it. Everything's going in that direction, but I personally don't like it.
I fucks with it.
You guys too. I don't care about a booklet though. If you wanna remember something. Go to the game and live out your memory.
Says the motherfucker that doesn't go to the game. Shut up.
I had good memories with my boys, though. Yeah,
okay.
My band boys. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Just as good.
Wild. Oh,
so I like the booklet. I like the physical ticket. I dig all that shit. But it is what it is, I guess. I mean, listen, they got to pay for 2020 somehow. They got to pay for the North End somehow, right?
No, well, save the trees. Bruce said, well, they got to pay so they could get Bell's weekly wages. Okay, Alonso Vaquerano.
For Dodgers to make sure that he doesn't get injured.
Alonso Vaquerano says, is Pavón Chase over? If so, do we have a plan B? Massa confirms it is not over.
And then assuming it's not, then
hear the GPS interview this morning.
All right, well, let's just say he doesn't, right? Then obviously there's two rumors. There's a Quaresma rumor, and then obviously the Ben Arfa rumor, though.
I'd rather go with Ben Arfa.
The Quaresma one, we talked about it last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go back.
Mm-hmm. And then Ben Arfa, obviously, just a few minutes ago.
All right. Uncle Dishwasher asked, after that's so past name. Celery, and is at his Celery 1003. That's some shit. After Zlatan, who do you think will be the next global superstar to come to the MLS and when?
Soon. Listen, there's been mad rumors about wages and salary for next
increase.
Year. Yeah, I think once we get, I heard rumors about doubling it, and if that's the case, it's a wrap. We're gonna see a lot more players coming in my opinion.
I think the next player comes through Miami, and
well, yeah.
Suarez.
Suarez is big, yeah, but
Falcao is going to Miami. I
said big.
That. Oh, you don't think Suarez is big?
I mean,
I think Suarez is big, not Falcao.
But then the question would be, because you know, it said who follows up Zlatan, right? Would you compare Suarez to Zlatan?
I think average fans will.
Because it's all Barca.
Messi. That's what we're talking about. Who follows up Zlatan?
Yeah. And those are the only two. It has to be one of those.
Yeah, World Star, and those are the only two because everybody else is still young. Like, everybody's being mentioned in that realm now is like still super young. We don't see for another 6, 7, 10 years. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
And that is Bennett from Straight from the Fans. Thank you, guys.
Dope. You guys. Oh, so before we move on, YouTube, you guys in the chat. Listen, we love you. We read your comments all the time. Unfortunately, like, we want to make sure that the podcast still has flow for the audio listeners. So, you know, if we miss some of your comments or you want us to get more into the comments, shoot us a question.
Yeah, encourage us. Yeah. Or hit me up on DM or whatever. I'm usually on my phone.
While we're live. Yeah, while we're live. And we'll definitely include it. Again, we also put this out as audio format. And, you know, I want to make sure that it's an easy listen. With that being said, let's talk. I'm talking about like real fast about tomorrow's game versus
very fast
versus Cholos for the Leagues Cup. That being said, if you guys are still alive, we have tickets that we're giving out. ACB is giving out tickets right now. So if you guys want tickets, hit us up on a DM on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you want to hit us up. And
limited tickets, so. Very limited, so you need to hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up and we'll hit you up about it tomorrow. All right, but let's talk about this game. It means what?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I don't know this if it doesn't mean anything.
This year.
There's good money. There's good money in it, so let's win it. Why not?
We're AEG.
Yeah, I know, but dog, this 12 mil.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't think the money is ever going to be a motor for this team or for this club. You know what I mean? Money is cool. I'm sure they'll take it, but it's not a motive. And especially what we talked about, how packed our next month and a half is. Nah.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm saying if we could advance with this, with the squad that they're gonna put out tomorrow.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
And obviously, EBS already confirmed that Zlatan or Jonah ain't playing. So that's that.
Oh, he said
they're not.
Yeah, he already said there's no way that Jonathan and Zlatan are playing tomorrow.
Which is perfect.
I think you see the Zubox, you see the Efraz, you see the Araujo's gonna maybe get back to back. Yeah, the Boatengs, the Carrascos,
guys.
The Junis, if he's not injured.
Yep, I'm cool. I'm cool with all that. Want to do a prediction? Prediction, real quick.
2-1 Galaxy.
You think win, Massa?
2-0 Galaxy.
Shit. Angel, what you got?
I say 2-1 Galaxy.
Tight. I'm going to say...
Well, DJs also just started their season. They're not going to be fucking... And they just played also like a few days ago.
I'm going to say...
Yeah, they played on Friday too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 1-2 Cholos.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
And we don't have to worry about that anymore. I'm cool with it.
You a Joe Benny ass.
Nah, chill. Don't talk about Joe Benny like that.
All right.
What we got?
Angel, hit us with some of the plugs.
ACB plugs.
I used to do this earlier. I don't have the energy now.
All right. So first thing, we're gonna have a full slate of viewing parties coming up this weekend. I know
at Angel's house.
At Angel's house, except that I'm gonna be in Portland, so good luck getting in. It's 357 confirmed right now that are heading up to Portland for the game. So it's gonna be quite a bit of us out there. But yeah, there's going to be a full slate of viewing parties. All that information is going to be out Wednesday. You'll see it all over the socials. So we'll get it out there. We'll get connected with Lars and make sure that they get this stuff too in Galaxian. So you'll see it everywhere. And then what else do we have? We don't have a home game really for about a month or so. I know. Until next month. So it's like a whole month. Yeah. So basically it's going to be a full slate of, viewing parties coming up in the next, 3 weeks or so. So that's pretty much it, honestly, that's coming up. I know ACB, we're probably going to be scheduling our ACB barbecue, but that's internal stuff, so you guys are not invited. No, I'm kidding. Shoot us. You know what? I'll ask Karina if it's okay to invite someone.
Hey, I could confirm Marilyn said that she's going to be at Angel's house if y'all want to shoot through for the viewing party.
All right, so come through to my place, I guess. Marilyn's going to be here.
Come on.
We're going to make him buy another TV. Fuck it.
There you go. Yeah, fuck it. Pretty much it.
Angel, AFTRA.
Well, and that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. So, if you guys, I don't know if you guys saw my tweet from early in the week and ACB's tweet from actually last week. We talked about AFTRA. So AFTRA is a foundation basically that supports, what the fuck just happened?
go.
Oh, keep going. I can't distract you.
He almost fucked up his whole setup. Go for it, Angel.
All right. So AFTRA is you can follow them on Twitter. It's AFTRA ES. So what they do is they're basically a nonprofit academy for kids in Central America, specifically Guatemala and El Salvador, where they provide all the necessities that kids out there that are underprivileged and don't have cleats, don't have soccer balls, don't have anything, anything, right? So everything's free for them. This organization, put together by Steve and all his and his entire team over there at the organization, they collect used gear, new gear at different places, whether it's different soccer events across LA or partnering with the Portland Timbers, with the LA Galaxy, and even LAFC. Their mission has been the same. The organization in general, they have people affiliated to different teams. Obviously Steve, being I guess their president would be his title. Yes, he is affiliated to the LA Galaxy, but other people in his organization are LAFC fans, and I think there's like a couple that are Portland fans, because I know that they've worked with the Timbers Army quite a bit. So what happened recently, and I'm not going to get into the details about all this shit. It's too much back office shit per se, right?
The Sidges vote for them.
That we dealt with. So trust us when we say go vote for AFTRA on Twitter. Go to the MLS site. Just go to our Straight From The Podcast. We're going to keep retweeting it.
Yeah.
Where you go follow it, you have I think another 8 days or so to do it. Just do it. Trust what we're telling you. You have to do it though with the at LAFC handle for the shit to count. For however you retweeting it, just do it like that. Just retweet it 1,000 times. Go to the MLS page. Vote for their shit. What they're doing there is great. Listen, yeah, to
it's a good cause. It's definitely a good cause, man.
This is one of those things where you have to put your rivalry shit to the side. And yes, it's facts. This is coming straight from the head honcho out there. LAFC, the 3252 people, they did turn their back on him, and they were not. They specifically told him that they're not going to support his efforts. But yet, you know, a few weeks ago, last week they were bitching about tickets for the kids. Yet an organization is actually helping kids in underprivileged countries. They're going to turn their back on that. So that's fucking bullshit. But point is, support these guys no matter what you see. If you see some LAFC bullshit, listen, we're their daddies. Yeah. That's not a rivalry. That's not a rival. They can't even beat us. Just go retweet this shit. Give them love. We're as a matter of fact, we're going to have our tailgate with them for the September 15 game, where Michi guy is going to be coming back. They're actually the ones that brought Michi guy for us last time. So thank him and his entire crew. When you guys see him, they brought us pupusas last time. They're going to do it again. They're going to bring the buggy, the whole shit. Yeah. So
always a good time with them. Listen, and a personal level, Steve is great. At a foundation level, what they're doing is amazing. So fuck all the other bullshit. Back him up. His organization would definitely use that funding well. So let's back him up. All right. And with that being said, this is another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy Rudy at I'm Smarts on Twitch. I'm Smarts on Twitter. I'm Smarts on the Gram.
What up, everybody? Hey, shout out to everyone sending me shout out for my little girl that was born on Tuesday. Top notch as fuck. Jay undefeated 7.
Really quick, shout out to Carlisa, the Galaxians. She did reach out. We are going to be, obviously, we'll talk about it here with the guys when we can actually get her on the show. You know, it'd be cool to talk to her where the Galaxians have been, and obviously talk about what the future is also from there. And then shout out to Gus at Pescador and Montebello. They're big time listeners of our stuff. He's actually trying to put everyone over there at the company, at Pescador and Montebello to listen to our shit. So if you guys are ever at Pescador and Montebello, go look for the bartender, Jeff. He's a listener Straight from the Stands and a hardcore Galaxy fan too. So the bartender there. And also shout out to Axel. Rudy, I think you remember Axel from Pescador Friday. Wants to do a Straight from the Stands, a real tailgate episode at a tailgate at the stadium sometime soon. And he says he got everything for us. We just got to show up, set up, and record. Yep. So we can have we can have a live audience the whole nine. Shit, we'll That'd figure it out. So shout out to Axel. We're going to make that happen.
Yep. That's dope. Your handle and say peace.
Oh yeah, shit. Bad Bunny PR.
Peace, love, and Jesus.
White clouds up.
Peace. White clouds. Oh yeah, white clouds.